Hi.
The Colin Mann and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Did you know that Care was awarded the Lennox 2024 Partner of the Year Award? You didn't? I read it in HVAC Illustrated. I love their swimsuit issue. So here's my new tagline for Care Heating and Cooling. Obnoxiously efficient. They don't like that, but I like it. Don't wait for your furnace or AC to crap out. Get on their care plan so you never have to worry about it. Pick up this month's HVAC Illustrated. Some tasteful nudity. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels with Baseball's Trading Deadline coming up at 6 p.m. The Cleveland Guardians got involved in the wheeling dealing today, acquiring outfielder Joe Adell from the L.A. Angels in exchange for catching prospect Jacob Kozar. Philadelphia Phillies picked up three-time batting champ Luis Arraez from San Francisco. The San Diego Padres are finishing up a deal to acquire left-hander Robbie Ray, also from San Francisco. Off day for both the Guardians and Reds. College football, Ohio State quarterback Julian Sain, wide receiver Jeremiah Smith, and running back Bo Jackson appeared today on the Maxwell Award preseason watch list. Notre Dame and USC announced their long-running series will resume with a four-game agreement that will begin in 2030. This update brought to you by Roosters, who's giving away 12 Ultimate Buckeye experiences, tickets, sideline passes, and trips to a Buckeye first-round postseason game. Register today at roosterswings.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ears.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Monday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man. All white socked up today. Well, good looking team right now,
man.
I
just have the hat. I'm not wearing anything else.
Yeah, but you're in all black. You got the white drawstrings. You look like you could be going out to Old Comiskey.
Well, right today now is the trade deadline. 6 o'clock. Three hours from now is the trade deadline. Your team, the Orioles, are trading everybody away.
No, not wearing my O stuff today. They're only like four games under 500. I don't know what's going on this season. They have a new manager. They got to fire their GM. They just sent Adley Rutschman away, their star catcher.
Oh, Adley.
Teddy. Pick.
Adley went away.
He's going to the Red
Sox. Bye-bye, Adley.
Adley Stevenson went away.
That's right.
How you doing, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Got a big program today. Foodgasm at 4:46. No Jason Stark today because it's trade deadline day and he's going to be moving, doing a bunch of things. So deadline 6 o'clock. He normally talks to us at 5:30. So tomorrow he will join us on our already girthy Tuesday show.
Oh, I don't know how we're going to fit him in.
Which, Teddy, are you working tomorrow? Or are you off?
No, I'm off tomorrow. Yeah. Sorry.
You got to celebrate your birthday again. Happy birthday,
by the way. Teddy.
Thank you.
Taking a Tuesday
Appreciate
off. Huh? Your birthday landed squarely on a weekend day.
On Saturday, yeah.
Saturday. Yeah. Perfect. So you get Saturday and Sunday. Do you get the birthday weekend? Do you feel like you get the Saturday and Sunday
my
to celebrate
wife
the birthday?
And daughter get a birthday week.
Oh, no. We just went into week three for Sarah's birthday. We just had birthday dinner at her parents' house on Saturday.
For her birthday.
Yeah, for her birthday, which was more than a week earlier. Like, I even had to ask when I wasn't even thinking about it throughout the meal. And then after we were done with ribs,
Jerry's ribs, I was going to say, did Jerry smoke something up?
He got off the brisket schneid because, you know, he did his first brisket. And like when I did my first brisket, it did not go all that well. He was upset about it. He went back to ribs, baby back, which he knows and loves. He knocked them out of the park. They were even more succulent than I could have hoped.
So it's almost worth it.
It was worth
it. It's worth going to the in-laws if you have good smoked meats.
We don't need a reason. We didn't even need to call it. When it was done, I'm like, is this actually an official birthday meal? And they're like, oh yeah, we got a gift for her. I'm like, her birthday was on the 26th. We could just have a meal, you know?
Speaking of that.
You could drop the gift off at the house a day or two after her birthday. We just meet up and have food just because.
Can you believe that it's August already?
I was going
to
say that.
I know you were, and I was going to beat you to it.
Son of a bitch.
I beat you to it. Teddy, can you believe it's August already?
I cannot.
Can
I was just thinking about that.
That on Thursday, we got the Hall of Fame game on Thursday.
What?
So this week starts the football. And we're not going to have another week without football until March.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that crazy?
Teddy, I can't believe it.
Crazy.
I really can't believe it. Can you believe?
Can't believe it.
Can you believe that Buckeye football training camp opens this week?
This week?
Can you believe that?
Pizzazz!
Thursday.
Dazzle.
Ryan Day's beard. Does he have a beard right now?
Yes, he has a beard.
Is he going to cut it?
No.
Does he have like a thing where he will cut it after Big Ten media days before the season and then let it start growing?
He used to do that. And then he's just became beard guy all the time. You win a national championship with the beard, you don't cut the beard.
That's it. It's all said and done?
Yeah.
What about growing the hair out a little bit?
Ooh.
What if he grew the hair out?
Like me?
What if he had that hockey player fluff? Which, by the way, I love your look with the hair and how it puffs out the back of the ball cap.
It's all tucked in on the sides, too. Because it would explode out the sides.
That's why you had to say bye-bye to the fitted caps.
This is a fitted cap.
Did I get you that one?
No.
I didn't?
No.
Okay.
But it's a nice cap.
No, it isn't.
And I'm sure
if
you did buy it.
I would have gotten that one for you.
You didn't, though.
I get a lot of my friends the new era caps when the holidays come around.
All right, we got some audio to play for you to start. You know, it's Monday, and not a ton happened over the weekend, and even if a ton did happen, we probably wouldn't talk about it anyway. We just waste time. But I saw that we had a national anthem botch.
Oh, did we? Did we ever? This was at some... This is like a league of their own, reincarnate in another
women's
form.
Women's Professional
Baseball League got started with Motown icon Martha Reeves gracing us with her presence, and she's going to give us the national anthem. There's even a couple of like backup singers that were off to the side that were mic'd up as well.
Uh-huh.
And
they probably should have been mic'd up a little bit louder.
I'm not so sure.
Drown out Martha Reeves.
I'm not so sure about that, Tim. But let's just say it was a remarkable performance.
All right, let's take a listen to Martha Reeves.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched,
dear God,
were so gallantly streaming.
Will you shut up?
The bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was
still there.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? The land of the free.
Uh-oh. I'll make up for it now.
And the home of the brave.
So if you're saying, isn't there a better way,
Mama,
to start Monday's show rather than just mocking a senior citizen who's doing her absolute best to sing the national anthem? And the answer is no. We're not above it.
But
you put yourself out there, Frankie Valli.
Hold on.
We're going to mock you.
I'm going to stop you right there. Like, are we the bad ones for playing that on a radio show and having some fun with it? Or is it more, this is our national anthem. If you can't do the task, then why would you go out there and put yourself in that kind of position? Are you looking, you know, you're going to get a rise out of this. As the camera's panning to everybody in attendance, they're doing that awkward, you know, when you're there, I feel bad for the people because you have to sort of like, you have to like smile your way through it. I mean, you still have to rise and stand and they're still singing the national anthem. So you have to respect that. But my God, I just think back to the Carl Lewis one where I think Derek Coleman was one of the guys there. He was like biting his jersey. I think Michael Jordan was in that game too. The Carl Lewis, I think it was a Bulls Nets game.
Do we have that?
Of course we have that. The Carl Lewis.
Actually, you know what?
Anthem?
The Charlie Steiner.
I love Steiner.
Reaction.
Yeah, it's the best. We did that on the Sports Center.
Written by Francis Scott Off Key.
That was Jack Who's Edwards. To
Jack Edwards?
Edwards.
Okay.
Jack yeah. Edwards is the one.
Jack Edwards, he's like a forgotten SportsCenter anchor for me.
Oh, he
wasn't
was
involved
for a long
in the
time.
NHL for a long, long time. I think he was the Bruins voice. They're local.
I
want to
say that's right.
For like 20 years or so up until recently.
And the Rockets! Red Wing!
Uh-oh. I just love the whole arena. The whole arena is with him. Like, oh.
Uh-oh.
what was with like the vocal waving?
She's old. She didn't know. Well, maybe in her head she sounds good.
Then we can't do it.
I understand
anymore.
But maybe in her head it's like Corso.
LeBron.
Who's gonna tell him?
LeBron's playing as a nice like young 40s guy.
Oh, by the
way,
are
we gonna have him play when he's 75?
Yes.
No, he can't do it.
And then we're gonna just say how wonderful it is. I have a little soundbite I want to play.
Okay.
It involves LeBron. We'll do that coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for some slowdown due to an accident if you're on Refugee Road at Winchester Pike. And we've got a disabled vehicle that's on northbound 270's off-ramp to Eastern Way on the east outer belt, causing some delay. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. It's your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a firm believer in preventative maintenance, and that's why I have a care plan with Care Heating and Cooling. They're frequently giving your system the once-over to prevent problems from even happening. So when it's hot out and your neighbor's pounding on your front door begging for mercy because their AC took a crap, you can stand in the window and laugh and laugh and maybe sip some lemonade and pretend to put on a sweater because it's almost too comfortable in your house. Really rub it in. That's what neighbors are for. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
You feel that? The season is getting closer. Buckeye football comes your way in 33 days. Every game, every season. Proud to be your flagship home for Ohio State football. The Fan. Ohio sports destination. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Hey there, happy Monday. Lots of sunshine for the remainder of the day. Highs right around 82 degrees, but come overnight tonight, lows in the 60s. It's going to feel quite nice tomorrow morning with lower humidity to start off your Tuesday morning. Highs tomorrow, lots of sunshine, right around 86 degrees. I'm your 10 Weather Impact Meteorologist, Lily Aldridge, 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Timmy wants you to know that he's fingering his dry snacks. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Mike had a LeBron-themed soundbite that he wanted to play for us here in just a minute, but I want to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health.
My friends, too.
Your friends as well.
Yeah.
We know that they're experts in a lot of fields right now in men's health. There's the low testosterone, which they've helped both you and me with in the past, and that was a huge help. We really felt that pop. ED. Ha ha. They're good at that. They're very good at that. But they're helping people lose weight now, too. Did you know that?
I did know that.
You were aware of that?
I'm aware of it.
Are you guys struggling to lose weight all by yourselves? Have no fear. Tri-State Men's Health, they're here to help right now. You've probably seen a ton of ads online, and maybe you're just getting overwhelmed at all the different options out there. A lot of programs promising quick results, cheap medications, but what many people don't realize, some of the programs offer very little medical oversight, if any at all, limited provider interaction, and almost no ongoing support. So that's why I love what we're doing here. They're offering telehealth for medical weight loss programs led by a licensed provider who actually gets to know your health history, your goals. Maybe they even want to know about your athletic career just to pass the time. Maybe they want to talk about your batting average when you were in Little League.
I like that.
Maybe they would appreciate a contact hitter for once. And whether this treatment is appropriate for you. Plus, they have medical solutions that can potentially take you further toward all your other body composition goals. You want to get pipes? I'm sure they'll let you figure out how to get those pipes that you want. And the best thing is, there's no cost for your initial consultation. Well, how great is that? So, schedule your complimentary virtual consultation today. Find out if their medically supervised weight loss program is right for you. Learn more and book today at tristatemenshealth.com.
By the way, mark it in your calendars. Thursday night at 8 is going to be the next live edition of Common Man's Basement.
Ooh, on basement YouTube. Show.
So, find me on YouTube. Just search Common Man's Basement. Subscribe to it. Thursday at 8. If you've never seen one of those shows before, it's me in my basement talking to you in the YouTube chat. That's it. And because it's at 8, I'm sure my daughter will make an appearance. She hasn't made one in a while, and she said she wants to talk to all of you. So
nice.
8 o'clock.
Is this just a it's been a while stained reason? That's really it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Let's talk about one of my favorite broadcasters, Colin Cowherd. He had...
Yuck.
Yeah, he had this to say today.
Think about this. Michael Jordan played for 9 years and said, I need a break, it's too much. Michael Jordan famously hides in his hotel room. 9 years, I'm going to play baseball. This is overwhelming.
Now, he was making the point that LeBron is about to enter year number 24. And Michael, after 9, said, this is too tough, peace out, for a little while, until he came back and then won 3 more titles. And look, that's valid. And we could talk about LeBron being the ultimate gamer. And depending on your outlook, LeBron's the greatest of all time. Now, I'm a 90s kid from the city of Chicago, so I have a certain opinion on this. That's never going to change. I'm not even talking about that. Sometimes we live in Hot Takeville, where we feel like we have to be so interesting all the time and ignore certain layers of stories. 2 things can be true, right? LeBron can be an absolute total gamer. We're going 24 seasons without a break. Balls to the wall. Look at him. And Michael, after 9, said, for a little while, I can't do this anymore. You also know what happened after 9 years when Michael Jordan decided I can't do that anymore? His father was brutally murdered and found 10 days later decomposing on the side of the road. They had to identify him with dental records.
How many people under the age of 25 do you think know that that was a thing?
I don't think Colin Cowherd remembers that was a thing.
Well, Colin Cowherd, he has shown in the past that he can miss pretty key details. He's shown quarterback graphics up there of who the next best ones are going to be. And I think he had our late, great Dwayne Haskins up there. Like, come on.
His father was murdered. The closest person in his life. That's initially what he said. Said, well, I don't want my father to not be around when I'm playing basketball. So baseball was my first love. Guess I'll go try that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that believe in a conspiracy theory that he was suspended for gambling, which I think is completely and totally ridiculous.
That's what I was going to say. Most people just seem to brush it off as that. Oh, he was really kicked out of the NBA. But
Michael Jordan, man, could murder someone in front of David Stern at that point, and they're not suspending him.
He could murder Daniel Stern in front of David Stern. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, he was not suspended for gambling. That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
Remember his emotion when he won that next finals?
When he came back, and the first title he won after the break was against the Sonics, and it was on Father's Day, and he was sobbing uncontrollably because of his dad. He never thought he'd do this again and didn't know how to feel about it. Because his dad wasn't there to see it because he was
brutally murdered.
Brutally murdered!
It was terrible.
But again, let's not let that get in the way of a good LeBron ass licking, shall we?
And a nice ESPN-style hot take, even though you haven't worked for them for over a decade. You know what I also saw last week? Someone pointed out that, speaking of just the agenda and things you have to talk to, and you would agree, LeBron has maybe been one of the biggest pushing an agenda things for many, many different sports talk guys out there. Guy I used to work with and cross paths with in Kansas City at the very beginning, Nick Wright, has made a wonderful career out of Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs, and LeBron James, and coming up with every single take imaginable to build up LeBron James.
Skip Bayless. The opposite.
I don't get it. You know, it was 10 years ago where Beanie and I would have a fun time going back and forth between Michael Jordan and LeBron James. That was a decade ago, and it was for fun. I haven't really broached the subject in that time span. It can be so nauseating. Of course, LeBron is unbelievable. One or two, it's LeBron, it's Michael Jordan. Who you think is the greatest ever? The 24 seasons is a remarkable feat. Why can't it just be about that? You've got to make something up about Michael Jordan in the meantime. But as I was saying, I saw a little blurb on First Take that they talked about the Dallas Cowboys and their Super Bowl chances.
Are you surprised by any of that?
Every single show of the week. They came back
last week.
They came back to that same topic and just regurgitated the same stuff. Maybe Ryan Clark was talking about that when they yanked him off the air. I'm not sure.
No, they'd give him a new contract.
Right. This guy can run circles around Cowboys talk.
Teddy, you're a Cowboy fan. What do you think about their Super Bowl chances this year?
I think they are like in the conversation. They're not at the tippy top, but they're right there.
Come on, put him. He could be on ESPN, Mike.
Yeah,
did you hear that take? That was hot.
Don't sleep on the Cowboys. They're going to win about like 11 games. They're not going to win the division, but they'll be right there.
The Big Ten and the SEC do a flipsy on the college sports bill. Apparently, they got enough of what they wanted in there. Now this still has a long way to go before it actually gets on the Senate floor with a vote. But also over the weekend, they got mass hysteria because we got another federal judge. This is what I said. Doesn't matter what law you pass. There's going to be a judge that says, no, take backsies. Federal judge says, all the people who thought they had a fifth year of eligibility, but the NCAA changed the rules and put in age restrictions, and now they don't have the eligibility. That's not real. You can come back. Play in the NCAA as long as you have not signed a professional contract.
Right.
In the meantime.
Yeah, that judge wanted to clarify that the fifth year is good. I'm saying the fifth year is good, but
that still throws everything into complete and total chaos.
Not if you signed a professional deal.
I did see that Jaden Fielding.
Yes, I saw
thinking
that.
About
I saw that too.
Coming back. Please don't come back here.
But no, he's not coming back here. We got the transfer kicker. We got a guy that's got a track record of being able to knock it through from 50 plus. And he's,
I don't
still
care
a little bit more green, but he's
plus.
Got a,
I want consistency
from 40
at 35,
47.
Give me that and I'll be fine.
I can't even believe that you're asking it in that rudimentary way. I want consistency from 35. 35 should be like a flick in paper football.
I understand.
That's nothing. I need 45 to 50 to be more consistent. That's what I need. And occasionally, I need you to step up there and confidently knock in a 55-yarder if it's on the preferred hash mark.
Let me ask you a stupid question that I've never gotten a good answer for. Why, if in theory, college football is supposed to be easier than the NFL? You only have to get 1 foot down. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There are certain rules. The clock would stop after every first down.
Right.
Of course, they've changed that. But you know what I mean.
Added the 2 minute warning. I still think inside the 2 minutes the clock stops.
But
after first down,
for some reason in college football, the hash marks are so freaking wide.
Mm-hmm.
It makes the kicker's job in college harder.
See,
than in the pros.
I don't know if that was with you, if you were out that day when we were talking about, it was Belichick. Yeah, Belichick made the whole like, oh, you know, we should make the rules in college football match what it is in the NFL. And I kind of pushed against that and said, no, we don't need to do that for every single sport. There's some nuance that makes the game different because you're not as talented. You're not as skilled yet at that level.
But you're making
a step
it
up
harder
well,
on the kickers.
We can have a conversation about kickers. I don't want to change the hash marks, though, because the overall style of play, like how offensive
That's
coordinators
fine.
Run things,
put two,
how you run offense.
Put two hash marks on there.
Put a second
there,
set of hash marks in there.
Put a kicking hash mark in there.
I'm in agreement with you on that. That's something that could help.
I'm in agreement with you.
But don't mess with just everything about the sport, Belichick. It's good to be a little different than the NFL.
I didn't realize this, but we had Buckeye basketball this weekend.
Puerto Rico.
And I really didn't realize it, that we have Buckeye basketball right now.
Yeah.
Like, right now, it's happening. You can't hear about it. Well, you can't hear it, but you can hear about it. Coming up in 2 minutes, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some hold up due to an accident on northbound 315 at Old Woods Road and some slower traffic on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by Speedway. Your day deserves a bit of spice, and the new Hottest Fire Chicken Sandwich from Speedway is just $4.99. Can you handle the heat? Try it yourself at Speedway, valid through 8/25/26. Participating stores only. Visit store for terms. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. It's warm out. You know what that means. Barbecues and swinger gatherings with the neighbors. Look, if you're going to let people in your house and let them use your waterbed, the least you can do is make sure the temperature is comfortable. That's where my friends at Care come in. They sit in the cup chair and make sure that AC is working in tip-top shape. They won't rest until your home is just right from a climate perspective. They can't do anything about the stained carpet or blood splatter on the walls. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
They refer to each other as stupid f***s, so they must get along.
We fight a lot, but at the end of the day, it's okay, because we really do hate each other.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I saw that the Spider-Man, the new one, what is it called?
I forget the name of all these. There was like Long Way Home, No Way Home,
Brand
New Day, Brand New Bag. Spider's got a
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Spidey's got a brand new web, man.
Look, the superhero stuff, not necessarily my stuff. I know it's yours. You like it. Teddy likes it. Adam King loves it.
But we were still going to go out and see Spider-Man because we've seen all the Tom Holland ones. And we kind of stopped when Endgame, they broke up the Avengers Endgame into two movies, and those shattered box office records. But after that, they blew the wad. They had no Iron Man. They had no Captain America. Like, so what are you going to do when you take Iron Man and Captain America out of
Teddy,
the mix?
What are you going to do?
Those are like the two best characters. The story's over, okay? It's done. You had nice like 25 movie run. You took like a quarter century building up to it. Good. You know, it was great. No one else has really accomplished that.
Now
they're just sort of
they're
flailing.
Back at the top. They're not flailing.
Well,
they're back at the top of the mountain because this thing in one weekend made almost $1 billion.
Spider-Man is sort of, you didn't let me finish. Spider-Man is really it. So they kept on going with like the Avengers theme, and that's why they, I think they repurposed Robert Downey Jr., and he's going to be like Victor Von Doom, who I think was a villain in the Fantastic Four.
Which
was
a great movie.
Fantastic Four movie. Was it?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Teddy likes every movie.
No, I'm serious. It was great, and people loved it, too.
Did you really say that it was fantastic? Is that what you're saying?
I did say
it was
that.
A fantastic film?
Yeah.
It's just fantastic.
Fantastic.
So they repurposed RDJ. I don't know what's going on there, but Spider-Man with Tom Holland, kind of, would you say he branched off of the rest of that? Felt like it to me, because I've seen those other movies.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to really worry about, what's going on with, like, the Avengers, and they do those little seeds.
Yeah, Spider-Man's a good
credits.
One, yeah.
And it's
like
just been...
separate, sort of, yeah.
Separate. He's your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. He's going through some stuff. They did one where he took a trip to Europe. He's got Zendaya in the movie. I think they got married. Tom Holland and Zendaya are a thing, aren't they?
Yeah, they're married.
They've been a thing for quite a while.
Well, good for them.
And
it was because of this movie. Them getting to know each other.
She's hot and taller than him, which I approve of.
Sure.
On both sides of that.
Who cares?
She's comfortable. He's comfortable. We need to get more comfortable with height in society, kids.
I agree.
I was ignored by too many giant women in my life.
I used to fantasize about giants. Like Costanza.
There was a girl
Give
that I was
6 foot four.
Best friends with in high school. And, you know, we're sort of moving towards that. Maybe we're going to start to date thing. But she was 6 feet tall and I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay.
5'3"
So stop it.
Yeah.
And so I said to her one day, like, hey, you know, there's definitely a connection between us. Do you think we should try and see if there's anything else there? And she said, it's just that I'm not comfortable because there's this height difference between us. And at the time, I thought it was stupid, but I understood. And then after high school, we sort of lost touch. Fast forward my early 20s, I come across her again in a bar, and she apologized for that and said, if you don't mind, I'd like to try that now. And unfortunately, I was dating my now wife at the time. Stupid bitch got in my way. Could have had a giant.
Would it have been that simple? Would you have just let bygones be bygones?
Yeah, at that
point.
Would
you have just jumped right back in?
I understood her insecurities.
Let's go.
And you grow up and you try new things and you become more sure of yourself. She was also one of these girls that would always scrunch down to make herself appear shorter. You know, we all had that.
Yeah, Jesse Spano, I remember from Saved by the Bell. There would be several episodes where she was standoffish.
Mama.
Yeah, she's standoffish about being the tall one.
Yeah.
Having to dance with somebody at the dance that, you know, you're looking down on. It was just a funny feeling.
All right, we had a funny feeling. Teddy, you ever get that funny feeling in your pants?
I've had that loving feeling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Ohio State basketball played an exhibition in Puerto Rico. Shut up. They beat the Puerto Rican select team 117-75. Now, they are actually playing a second game against Puerto Rico right now. And there is no update.
It's a final.
It's a final.
It's a final.
It started at 1:30.
Okay. What's the final?
It is a big win for the Buckeyes. They got it done 111-73. They played Los Boris or Los Boris, but not Los Boris, the original Los Boris 2.
Two.
Two.
Yeah.
The B squad.
What's
the second squad's better than the first.
I probably not.
111-73.
Maybe it's like Terminator 2. Superior.
Better than the first?
To the original.
First still great, though.
I didn't say it wasn't, but Terminator 2 is one of the few sequels that pretty much everybody agrees is better than the original. Can you give me another example of a sequel?
That's a tough question. I think Lethal Weapon 2 is pretty damn good.
It's been too long since I watched those. I can't tell you.
I think it's pretty damn good. That's the one with the South African syndicate, right, Teddy? Diplomatic immunity has been revoked. They're on the boat at the end.
Yeah. Can you think of another sequel that's better than the original, Teddy?
Well, the one that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But another one?
Oh, Batman, the Dark Knight Rises. That's the one with Heath Ledger and the Joker, the Chris Nolan trilogy, who now he's directing the Odyssey, and everyone views him as one of the kind of best directors of the last quarter century or so. That second Batman was awesome.
Yeah, I don't like
it. And him. I liked Batman Begins.
I don't
really
like
good.
That Chris Nolan.
What's wrong with the Chris
I
Nolan?
I just don't like him. I don't like his
I don't like how
vibe.
He kind of uses the same kind of actors yeah. in a lot of his movies. Big Leo guy. Yeah.
Now, if you look at like Indiana Jones, you know, the Temple of Doom was actually a prequel. So you could say that was the first one, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
No, you can't say
was
that.
Was the second
it's
one.
It's when they came, then, no, you can't say that. It's no, when it
that's
was
stupid.
Released. It's
I'm
when
saying,
it was released.
No.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. No.
They told me that.
Walker told you.
That's right.
So anyway, Ohio State goes to Puerto Rico. I'm looking at some of the still images from the game over the weekend. I haven't seen any from today. Would I tell you that there's six people in attendance for this?
You mean it.
I mean it. And they could all be affiliated with Ohio State.
I thought the box score said 50 people were in attendance.
No.
No.
Then they're vendors and okay. bathroom people.
Hold on. It actually He's not lying. I just clicked on the official Arroyo Puerto Rico Classic box score, FIBA. And it does have an attendance listed on the top right corner. And Teddy's right. It says 50.
Under.
50.
They're padding that number.
Is the Utah basketball screamer from the...
Oh, I got to find that
from
guy.
The basketball tournament. Not the basketball tournament. Not TBT. That's shaming TBT. I actually saw Kansas was playing Wichita State. Like the alumni
yeah,
school.
Alumni.
It's not KU and
yeah.
Wichita State. But they were playing a game in Wichita. And it was a full arena.
Nice.
That was TBT. This was the stupid thing that
in
Fox
Vegas.
Sports just started. The secondary. It's like the third tertiary yeah. postseason basketball tournament. The Crown. That's what it is.
Crown.
Right. Into his lap. Gray screen in his second year at Butler.
So Butler was playing in that game. I don't even think Utah was playing in the game, but
no, but he was a Utah
dude
fan.
Was sitting the camera. It was comical. The cameras had a shot of this guy. He's sitting in primo feet on the court, Bo Bishop style seats, and no one is even near him. And Thad Matta can hear this guy loud and clear.
Of course
he's
he can.
Commenting in the coaches interviews about how loud this dude is and how hard it is to concentrate.
Timmy,
oh my God.
It is preseason watch list time.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Oh no.
No, oh yes, because that means the season is coming.
Can you believe it?
33 days from today. That's Scottie Pippen's number.
Can you believe it's here?
Right, Teddy? 33.
Yeah, Larry Bird.
Hey, Justin Pippen had a nice first game. He was in double figures. The Jimmy Williams guy, too. He had 20 for the Buckeyes at 6 threes.
Wow.
Curtis Givens, Jimmy Williams, names that probably not a lot of people are talking about for the Buckeye basketball team this offseason. And Anthony Thompson had a nice like 14-7 first game.
Well, I wasn't talking about basketball. I was talking about football. Preseason watch list.
Yeah.
Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for an accident that's causing holdup on westbound 270 on the north outer belt after Cleveland Avenue. And there's a couple minutes slowdown on eastbound 70 between Livingston Avenue and 33 on the east side. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Your favorite golfer here for Care Heating and Cooling. You know, I spent a lot of my time outside on the golf course, but what you don't know about me is that inside my house, I like it cold, like an igloo. And the only people that can make my house igloo-like are my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. As a matter of fact, as I read this commercial, I look over to my left and my lovely wife, Barb, is wearing a parka inside right now. It's 95 degrees outside, but she's all bundled up and we can see our breath indoors just the way I like it. So if you like your house feeling like an igloo, call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Yeah.
Morning Juice is now on YouTube. Weekday morning starting at 6. If you're a fan of Bobby Carpenter, he's ready to attack and dominate. If you're a fan of Jeff Bedoff, drive directly to a hospital.
Seriously.
The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The only show that can bring a dead queen back to life. This is Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Comer and Cross. Have you done something to your garage floor? Maybe you have. Maybe you called another company in a few years back. They did a little thing to it. You thought it was going to be great and change your life. Instead, after a couple of years, it started to look like crap. Maybe you tried to do it yourself. Maybe you've done nothing over the years and it looks like crap. Long story long, if your garage floor looks like crap, call my friends at Comer and Cross, because that's what they do. They fix crap, and they are the best in the business. How do I know it? Because I know. Because I seen it.
You seen it?
With my own two eyes, because I know that they don't just import chemicals from China and use that crap like all the other companies do. They make their own chemicals.
Homegrown.
Pure. So pure that if you just took a sniff of this, you just drop down dead. But once it seeps into the concrete and they seal it up nice and paint it up nice or whatever the hell they do, it is guaranteed to never, listen to me, never chip, crack, show tire lift like epoxy or paint, ever. They're all certified uniform pros, no subcontractors ever. This is the premier product for garage floors. Give them a call, 1-800-NEW-FLOOR, 1-800-NEW-FLOOR, or comercross.com, comercross.com. Preseason watch list, Timmy.
We have made it. Can you believe we got watch lists already?
I think the coaches poll comes out next week, Teddy?
I don't know.
Tomorrow at noon.
Oh, tomorrow.
I think.
Yeah. Excuse me.
I think.
Pardon my French.
But I'll be damned. I respect. Here's my take. I respect a list more than I do the coaches poll this day and age. I mean, we're going to give you the coaches poll and all that, but that is akin to me to doing the schedule game when you know your football schedule comes out and we sit here on the radio and we're like, oh, look at that game. Win. That game there. Loss. Oh, this one. Home against the Jets. Win. Yeah, what happened when the Bengals hosted the Jets last year? They lost, right? The schedule game is pointless. It never goes the way that you expect.
We're still going to do it, though.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to waste time to do it. That's what we do.
I think it's good, clean fun.
All right, so we have Julian Sain, we have Jeremiah Smith, and Bo Jackson, all named to the 2026 Maxwell Award preseason watch list.
Is that the best guy that enjoys coffee the most? That list?
Maxwell House
no, list.
It is mm-hmm. college football's most outstanding player.
But besides the Heisman.
Yes.
That's
the
correct.
Same person who wins the Heisman can also win the Maxwell.
But how often do they? Is it one of those things where if you get the MVP in the NFL, you don't usually see that same guy get most outstanding offensive player of the year, defensive player of the year type of thing.
Teddy, who was the last Buckeye to win the Maxwell?
I'm not sure, but I do know that the winner of the Maxwell wins the Heisman about 75-80% of the time.
See? There
okay,
you go.
So pretty high percentage.
Yeah,
of
pretty
the time.
High percentage. Okay. Check Let's and see who the last Buckeye was to win the Maxwell.
I'm looking at it right
and
now.
And I wonder if it's as simple as, well, it's the last Buckeye that won the, Heisman Trophy. So it's Troy Smith.
We got Fernando, Ashton Gentry. Did Gentry win the Heisman?
No.
Just off the top of the head. Michael Penix Jr., he didn't win the Heisman
Eddie
either,
George
did he?
Won it.
So he was the last Buckeye, Eddie George?
95. I'm not sure, but I do know that he did win it, so he may have been the last one. I don't know if Troy did or not.
Troy did not.
You didn't know?
Take a shot in the dark at who would have won the Maxwell in 06 when Troy Smith won the Heisman. He is a name that you know very well.
A name that I know
very
well.
Yeah, kind of personal life connection name.
Personal life?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm...
Quarterback?
Brady Quinn.
Brady Quinn.
I don't really know.
Yeah, but you have a personal connection, don't you, with the families? Like
yeah,
your
our daughters are friends, but it's not like all. We get together and picnic.
I was just giving you a clue.
Yeah, that's sort of a loose connection.
I got it. Teddy got it.
Well, I didn't get it.
Teddy's right. Getting it. I mean,
Herbie won the Maxwell? Herbie's dog?
In 2006? Well, let's see. Manti Te'o, he won it in 12. We know he didn't win. Yeah, we know he didn't win the Heisman. Let's see. Yeah.
Just going down the list now, aren't we?
No, I stopped. That's what it was
that
about.
Schedule game stupid, what, but this is much better.
It could have taken a turn into that, but then I realized to shut that down.
I was reading something today. I had no idea about it. It's becoming increasingly common to ghost people that you're in a long-term relationship with for younger people. Now,
all right.
I'm aware of the ghosting, obviously, and I may or may not have done it myself.
You're reading like a magazine article or something about this?
It was online. I don't know what the hell it was. I don't know what article it was or what site it was, but I'm reading it, and they're talking about how it's becoming commonplace for long-term partners. Like this one guy was with his partner for 4 years. They lived together. She had a kid from a previous marriage. And so they started to...
The three of them lived together.
Drift apart. And like she thought everything was okay. But there was stuff about her personality he just couldn't take anymore. So instead of actually talking to her about it, what he decided to do was one day when she was at work, just move all his stuff out and then stop answering all of her texts and emails, blocked her on social media. And I'm thinking to myself, this is psychopathic behavior. And he's justifying it by saying, oh, the mental load that was off of me, it was great. I'd do it again. And then they told the story of these other people. Together 18 months, together 2 years, together 3 years. And the way they just stop seeing each other is not some sort of hard but honest conversation. No one's saying you should stay with someone for the rest of your life if it's not working out. But they literally just blocked their numbers and never talked to them again. I can almost understand that if you went on two dates, but you're in a serious, committed relationship. And all of these young people quoted in the story were acting like this is commonplace. Like, oh, yeah, we were dating for 2 years, but then I just, you know, ghosted them completely.
Just
they thought I was dead for a while, but really, I just didn't want to talk to them.
When I can't think that we can't get any worse.
That is psychopathic behavior, is it not?
Of course it is. Why don't you just be like the rest of us that have been in long marriages? You just push your feelings all the way down deep inside and you just grin and bear it. And when it's the middle of a Saturday and you haven't talked for the first 4 hours and your wife asks you, how are you doing? You say, oh, I'm doing good.
This sounds like
why don't you just
sounds like a different problem,
that?
Timmy.
No, that is really, really insane. That
isn't
is completely
it?
Insane.
And they have like some experts, some medical experts. And
no, I have a lot of thoughts on that.
They're giving quotes like, well, you know, as technology and these kids grow up with phones, it's just more and more commonplace. They think it's perfectly acceptable to ghost someone like this.
It is an example of the de-evolution of just basic human interaction. I mean, we're both raising kids. We probably have found ourselves having to work a little bit with our children on how to, you know, sit up a little bit, how to smile and perk up and be involved in a conversation that maybe you don't want to be involved in. You know, that's part of going through life, right? You're going to have to do some things, whether it's school, whether it's your job, you're going to get told to do an assignment you don't want to do. You're going to be told to go somewhere and do something you don't want to do.
Sometimes life
you're
is
in a family,
uncomfortable.
You have to like do some things for each other and it can be uncomfortable. You have to just pretend. If someone's having a point of a conversation about themselves, you're going around the table. I'm talking about something in my life. Sarah's talking about something in her life. Jack's talking about something in his life. Maybe we don't have a whole lot to do with that thing, but you ask a question. You have a follow-up. You interact with somebody. You don't just sit there completely stoic and quiet. That's what this is. This is just running. This is just running away like a coward.
But
that's all that is. That's
again,
just you 4 years
you
with somebody?
You can end it, right? But think about it from her standpoint. She's completely and totally devastated. Also, you've just walked out on an 11-year-old kid that you've had in your life for the past 4 years in this relationship. Whether you were married or not is irrelevant. Have the tough conversation. Nobody wants to be uncomfortable. Sometimes life is uncomfortable. Listening to this show, Teddy, right?
Sometimes.
Uncomfortable.
Oh, definitely.
J.K. Yes. Dobbins hates Ryan Day. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident causing about a 5-minute delay on eastbound 670 at 3rd Street. It's going
going to be stop and go from 315, and we've got a crash-causing holdup on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt at 71. This report is sponsored by your local Rude Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is it rude to touch someone else's thermostat? Absolutely, unless you're a certified Rude Pro Partner and fixing a problem system for good. Get out with the old and in with the Rude this summer. Upgrade to a high-efficiency Rude system at RudeColumbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. It's warm out. You know what that means? Barbecues and swinger gatherings with the neighbors. Look, if you're going to let people in your house and let them use your waterbed, the least you can do is make sure the temperature is comfortable. That's where my friends at Care come in. They sit in the cuck chair and make sure that AC is working in tip-top shape. They won't rest until your home is just right from a climate perspective. They can't do anything about the stained carpet or blood splatter on the walls. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels with baseball's trading deadline coming up at 6 p.m. More activity going on. Of course, the Cleveland Guardians got involved, getting outfielder Joe Adell from the Angels in exchange for catching prospect Jacob Kozark. Biggest deal of the day, Boston has acquired all-star catcher Adley Rutschman from Baltimore. He's currently on the IR with a wrist injury. In exchange, Baltimore gets catcher Carlos Narvaez and four minor leaguers. The Philadelphia Phillies today acquired three-time batting champ Luis Arraez from the San Francisco Giants. Off day for both Cleveland and Cincinnati in the baseball schedule. Ohio State quarterback Julian Sand, receiver Jeremiah Smith, and running back Bo Jackson appeared today on the Maxwell Award preseason watch list. This update brought to you by BMI Federal Credit Union. Take a vacation from high interest rates with special rates on balance transfers at BMI Federal Credit Union. BMIFCU.org/Visa. Breaking sports news. When it happens on the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Panama 10 would like to inform you that this ain't one of them. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Mikey, I'm just hearing in PK's update there. By the way, congratulations, Paul. Another work anniversary here on this very day. He is going into season 29 of broadcasting Buckeye football. He has been the voice track of a lot of people's lives out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, big time. Big time. Him and Jim Lachey. I think Jim is one behind him. Going into year 28, or maybe I have that reverse. Maybe he's going into year 30, Paul Keel's 29. Either way, it's been almost three decades for those two guys in the booth with Skip Mossick running the show there. So we're excited to hear him again. He mentioned an athlete in there that we probably never talked about on this show, Luis Arraez from the San Francisco Giants. He's just got traded to the Phillies.
Batting title guy.
Three batting titles. I know you and me could agree, even though we've never talked about him, a lot of respect for a player like that that plays the game way differently than how the trends of the sport have gone. It gives me hope that, you know, there is still some good in making contact, making smart plays, getting on base, putting yourself in position to be a run on the scoreboard for your team. That helps win baseball games. It's all turned into who has the prettiest home run swing. How quickly can I send it over the fence? If I were to pull up the last 10 years of Major League Baseball, you know how far and away, like, he is the best hitter? I actually used StatMuse for this one as a fun little site. Howie Kendrick actually comes up as number one, but you know what? He hasn't played since 2020, Howie Kendrick. So it's really only using a few of his last seasons there. He hit .320, good for him. But in that time span where Arraez has had 3,664 at-bats, he's hitting .318. There's nobody like him in the game today that has a contact rate like that, that has a low strikeout rate like that, that hits like he hits. He's like the modern day Ichiro. And he's had 200 hit seasons, like three of the last 4 years. Probably has another one coming this year when he joins the Phillies. Just much respect to that guy and the way he hits the ball.
J.K. Dobbins, former Buckeye running back, hates Ryan Day. That was my tease. He doesn't hate Ryan Day. I'm a big fat liar, but he did say that his current head coach, Sean Payton, with the Broncos, is his favorite coach he's ever played for. He said, when I first got here, I just felt the love. Sean Payton's my favorite coach. It just all feels like family here. They believed in me from the beginning. This organization's amazing. I was born to be a Bronco. I know I was drafted to the Ravens and played for the Chargers for 1 year, but I think I'm truly a Bronco. All roads led to here.
You're reading that with a certain kind of tone.
What?
Oh,
I'm not reading it with a tone.
Nothing. Nothing. Keep going.
I said last year I had to get over the mountain to get here, and I'm here. I'm here to stay.
Best coach ever, Sean Payton.
Hey, that's
he's won a Super
J.K.
Bowl.
Dobbins' opinion.
Yeah.
Now, don't forget that he was...
this is second year there now,
he was
now,
with
right?
Urban. J.K. was with Urban. Then he was with Ryan Day. Then he was drafted, had John Harbaugh as a head coach. Then went to the Chargers, had Jim Harbaugh as a head coach. So both Harbaughs. And now Harbaugh. Sean Payton. Yeah.
Yeah, Harbaugh there. So year two with the Broncos. He had 772 yards last year. He's had a myriad of injuries. You know, he's had to
deal with... He had a foot injury last year that kept him out.
Right.
Seven games.
And then he had, like, right at the beginning of one of his seasons with the Ravens, he had a season ending. Either an ACL tear
he's
or
had
torn Achilles.
Multiple long-term injuries. When he's been healthy...
He's good.
He's been effective.
I think he's at the top of their depth chart. They have R.J. Harvey there in Denver, too, who has been a pretty good player.
What about P.J. Harvey? Have him?
Who's P.J. Harvey?
Her.
Who is she?
Singer?
Oh, okay.
P.J. Harvey? How about Matt Harvey?
I'm sorry, I'm just here to talk about Qualcomm.
I forgot about that audio.
We need
I
to
wonder
find
if they
it.
Have that. I'm going to look for
good,
it.
That would be a good shalalala. You know what? That would.
I don't have it.
I don't think that's in there.
It's not in there, but we got to find that.
Teddy might
have to
get that.
Was that with Dan Patrick? Who was he
with?
Yep.
So as people know, sometimes, you know, the national sports talk shows would get either through their own connections, but sometimes you would get an A-list athlete to jump on the show, but they might be plugging something. It happened back in the day a lot more than it happens now when you get a subject like that
Can
on.
Can I tell you a little secret?
And they would take a minute at the end of the interview, and that's it. You would have to do 7 of the 8 minutes talking sports, and then they would give you basically your 60-second read or spot at the end. Hey, I know you're here with Qualcomm. What is Qualcomm doing right now? And then he'd read the thing, and then they'd be, all right, Matt, thanks a lot.
What I used to do, back when I used to talk to people.
Oh, I know that. You know, I think I know this.
We'd get the email. It's like, hey, are you interested in talking to Terry Bradshaw? Or fill in the blank, right?
How you doing, Mike?
Terry Bradshaw for the International Beef Council is going to be doing a thing with
International
the beef.
Beef with Aaron Rodgers.
And he'd love to talk about beef with you. And we can make him available if you plug his endeavor. And I would reply. I would say, hey, sure. We would pre-tape the interview to make it sound live. This is before we had YouTube cameras in here where you didn't know what the hell was going on. And we would pre-tape the interview. And then we'd do like a good 6-7 minute interview. Then at the end, I'd ask him about the beef council or whatever the hell he was hawking.
And then what would you do?
And edit that bad boy right
and
out.
And chop.
And see you later.
Judo chop. It's done. That's quite a move. And then when the rep comes asking, you know what? It's the damnedest thing. We just had an audio purge last week. Yeah, and a lot of my files are missing.
Oh, you want to have an air check on
it? Yeah, check.
No,
I'm
sorry.
Our system was down, and it's gone. Chop suey, that thing's out of there.
I actually did find the Matt Harvey thing. We have it in the system.
Oh, go ahead.
It's not. Now I can't.
Hit the freaking button.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's a little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Hey, yeah, you saw right through that, huh? You saw right through it.
I tell you, he just thought that he got him off track with all the talking about where the cut was and if we had it or if we didn't. Tried to hit him with the cut.
FIFA has scrapped their idea to sell part of itself to private equity. If you were following that.
Because they're dumb.
What a giant mess that was. Who's the guy? Gianni Infantino? Is that his name?
Ask Trumpy what his name is. He knows.
He knows. And he's going to sell portions of FIFA off to private equity. And then the the member organizations, the UEFAs and the CONCACAFs, they just lost their ever-loving mind.
Well, yeah, UEFA instantly said, well, we're out.
Well, so did CONCACAF.
Yeah, yeah. And so what are you gonna do without those two guys? They're right. Giants. You have no World Cup. I mean, forget about like the SEC seceding from the rest of college football, which would be dumb and would be a big thing here. Think about that. Like on the global stage for the World Cup. No,
Then over the weekend, he came out and said, no, just kidding. You know, it's clear that this is too divisive, yeah. And that's not what football is all about. We here at FIFA are here to grow the game, not divide the game.
They basically just lied about what they had just done.
Yes.
It was really quite funny.
Like, wow.
It's like, no, we weren't.
We did have broad support for it. It's like, no, you didn't. Everyone said bad.
Everyone said this sucks. We're not selling our souls down the river for this.
It's already a corrupt organization.
Of course it is. And you know what? I don't know what kind of corruption was involved with it, but newsflash, having big-time events like that in the United States of America is pretty good business. There's actually stadiums here that you don't have to implode and turn into bus depots in the middle of a jungle somewhere. What do you think is happening in Qatar or Qatar? You know, 8 years after that World Cup. How many people died? You remember that?
What was the
death toll was like into the high hundreds, maybe tipping over 1,000.
The World Cup here was the best ever. Right?
That's what I heard.
I thought it was incredible. It was 4 times greater than any FIFA ever held. And it's probably about 5 times, actually, they're telling me today.
Oh, not, five
not,
times.
Not 4 times.
Who told you?
Walker. Today is a very important anniversary. We're going to tell you why coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a couple-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from Westerville to 71. And there's a couple-minute delay on southbound 315 from King Avenue to Town Street. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hello, Wolfgang here from my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we're in the middle of a super El Nino, and it's causing all kinds of problems in my native Germany with super hot temperatures. When it gets too hot, Wolfgang's undercarriage breaks out into a rash. That's no good for Wolfgang. And then I have to have neighborhood children rub ointment on me in very hard-to-reach places. Make sure your central AC is running in tip-top shape by calling Care Heating and Cooling. If you wait until something actually breaks, you die. Not really, but you die on the inside. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. This accent has taken a crap. Well, you need a company you can trust.
The Reds are on the Fan's family of stations all season long. If you don't listen, Terry Francona will ride his scooter to your house and yell at you. Your home of the Reds. The Fan. The Fan 2 and the Fan 3. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Now we're looking good for the next day across central Ohio. Overnight tonight, clear skies down into the upper 50s. Dry sunny on Tuesday, 85 for the high temp. Then the rain chances start to increase. Wednesday, dry sunny early, 30% chance of shower storms in the afternoon at 88. The chance at about 20% on Thursday. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh no, I get a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
Mike, we got a little Buckeye-themed anniversary today. Sports anniversary for sure.
It's a big day.
And I'm not sure that this was in the front of the minds of many people out there. But if you think back to August 3rd, 1936. Maybe the year will help jog some people's memory.
Rimmer was 26 years old.
He was covering the events.
That's right.
He actually went on the Dispatch private prop plane, the same one that Indiana Jones would fly around the globe.
They let Rimmer into that country. Not in 1936.
That's true.
I'm sorry, Rimmer.
Wolfgang, I don't want to hear
it. You can't come in. You seem like a nice guy, but you wear a yarmulke.
I don't want to hear it, Wolfgang. Not you and your Third Reich loving ass. But in 1936, August 3rd, on that day, our guy, Jesse Owens, won the first of those four famous gold medals.
Went to Germany
in the Olympic Games.
Stuck it to Hitler.
In front of Adolf Hitler.
Supreme race, all of that.
Yeah, and a great little article by Dave Purpura in the Columbus Dispatch wrote about this and talked to some people in Jesse Owens' family. Marlene Dorch, she is among the second generation proudly tasked with promoting and sustaining Jesse Owens' legacy. She's one of five grandchildren of Jesse Owens.
Awesome.
And she said he had an amazing life. Some people think that his story ended sadly, but it really didn't. He had a wonderful life. It was a journey from Alabama to the Olympics, through Columbus, Cleveland, to Chicago. He was really a citizen of the world. And another one of his relatives said every 4 years he's resurrected. And we can talk about the Olympics and everything that he did. And it was before that. The other thing that comes into play, we always talk about Jesse because there's not many statues up there on campus, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Jesse Owens, you were just up there. You were watching your
My nephew was supposed to run track at the States.
Had an unfortunate cancellation with the weather.
But yeah.
But you were up there, saw the facility, you got the statue out there. It really makes you stop and think. He set five world records and tied a sixth one in just a 45-minute span during the Big Ten Championships in 1935. So before the 1936 Olympics. And that was at none other than the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. And I was passing through there a couple years ago and did stop off to look at the plaque and the memorial of Jesse Owens doing that. The fact that we've got a guy that was such an important athlete.
That Michigan had to put up a plaque.
Michigan had to do something for him.
That is something.
Is ultimate.
That is awesome.
It's great.
And coincidence? I don't know. Today is also Arnold Schwarzenegger's 79th birthday.
Why is
and
that
his
a
father
coincidence?
Was a Nazi.
That's right.
Yeah. Arnold admits it.
Yeah.
My father was a Nazi. That's a terrible impersonation. I'm so sorry.
What do you think has the best Arnold impersonation at the station?
At the station? I have no idea.
I'll tell you who doesn't is Sarah, my wife. She has the absolute worst Arnold impersonation. It almost sounds sort of like your Wolfgang, but Wolfgang's not German. He's more Austrian. Well, I mean, I guess Arnold is Austrian. It actually sounds more like a German SS soldier. You have to get out of there. There's a bomb in there. Get down. You have to get down. You have to get out of there. That's basically her
My
Arnold.
Festival of strength, toughness, and determination is coming to Columbus. And I don't always listen to the radio. But when I do, it's always Common Man and Timmy. They make me bust a nut, I swear. I also can't wait to get it on with Angela Pace. She throws down the gray goose and rides me like the teacups at Disney World.
See?
It's the way he says goose.
See?
He actually says goose. The way she throws down the gray goose.
Oh, there will be goose involved.
Get down. You have to get out.
That's all I got for
it's
you.
It's no good.
What was I going to say? I had something to say to you. You idiot. Now the thought is gone.
What were we talking about? Jesse Owens?
Oh, here's what I wanted
Arnold,
to talk about.
Talking about his dad being a Nazi.
We started the show today talking about the bad national anthem that we had over the weekend. And I started thinking about just the bad overall singing performances in professional sports.
Okay.
Okay.
Not necessarily botched anthems.
No.
We know the few of those.
No. We have a few of those that I want to play you. This is the Roseanne Barr.
Oh God!
National
was this at
anthem.
A Reds game?
I think
was this not at a Reds game or a Cards game?
It was a Padres game. Wasn't
okay,
it?
I don't know. Maybe a Padres hosting the Reds. Maybe I don't know.
Padres game, right?
Yeah.
All right, here's Roseanne Barr.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight are the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
That was a big scandal.
All right.
By the way, she ended it by grabbing her crotch and spitting.
That is messed up. It is one thing if you go out there and you suck. There was one, I can't remember who the singer was just a couple years ago. She later admitted that she was just blitzed. She might have been hammered. Whatever the highest stage of blitzed, ripped, effed up, S-faced, all that. That was her. She had to check into a facility after that because people called her on it, and it was just awful. Fergie's was just embarrassingly bad. She, I guess, was trying a thing, and it didn't go down.
She was trying a thing.
Trying a thing, you know?
It's called
doing
singing.
A little differently. Well, you got to. Everyone wants to do their own take on it, right? Like, some country music stars have a little acoustic, nice soft playing, and they slow it down a little bit more, harmonize it a little more. Rascal Flatts, I think, have done nice anthems. But you can't just go out there and purposefully make a mockery of it. I'm glad they were booing the way that they did, because that sucked and that was awful from Roseanne that day.
But whose fault really is it? Is it Roseanne's fault, or is it the person at the Padres that said, yes, this sounds like a good idea?
Yes to both.
Let's have Roseanne sing the national anthem.
That is bad on them, and she's the one ultimately that's cool doing it. So bad, and they were playing the Reds that game.
Another singing tradition is singing the seventh inning stretch over at Wrigley Field. You know, when Harry Carey kicked the bucket?
It's a great honor.
They got some celebrities in there, local, national, whatever, to come in, sing the national anthem. One of my favorites, former Bears head coach, Mike Ditka. Teddy, can you play that for me, please?
A one, and a two, and a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. All these happy nights like Grandford Jackson. I don't care if I ever get back. I will run up for the whole team.
Organist could not keep up with him.
He had a little Howard Dean game.
He wanted to get the hell out of there.
Man. So you had another Bears coach, Matt Nagy.
Yeah, I don't.
Isn't he the buy me some penis and cracker jacks?
There is, by the way, we don't have the full one of this. We can find it. There's no way he is saying peanuts here. Okay? You can listen to this a million times.
Buy me some penis.
Buy me some penis.
It's very clear.
It's clear.
It's very clear.
Buy me some penis.
All right, this has nothing. Can you take a small request while we're on sports songs?
What?
Can you type in Sosa?
Oh, the hot dog?
Yeah. I mean, it's not a... We went from anthems now to seventh inning stretch now. Famous athletes singing jingles for famous brands.
Hola, Sammy Sosa here, and I love Arma hot dog so much. I'm going to sing about it.
Hot dogs, Arma hot dogs. A quien le gusta Arma hot dogs. A los niños, a la niña, que se quieren reír. A los chicos, a la chica, que se quieren divertir. Dame hot dogs, Armo hot dogs. The dogs kids love to buy.
I love those Armo hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
How's he looking these days?
I think he's going back to his natural color.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
Which is black. For a while there, it was
because he had turned into the white.
Yes.
Yeah.
almost albino looking.
Do you remember the photo of him with the pink suit?
No.
There's a photo of him on Google where he's wearing like a pink suit.
Timmy is obsessed with a raccoon. Details in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for an accident that's blocking the left lane, causing some holdup on eastbound 161 at 71. We've also got police on scene there, so watch out for that. And there's stop-and-go traffic on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by COTA. Beat the heat this summer on COTA's cool, comfortable rides. Just tap your phone or card to hop on and show up refreshed while others sweat it out in traffic. Plan your ride at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Beat the heat this summer on COTA's cool, comfortable rides. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Hey, how you doing? Your favorite golfer here for Care Heating and Cooling. You know, I spent a lot of my time outside on the golf course, but what you don't know about me is that inside my house, I like it cold, like an igloo. And the only people that can make my house igloo-like are my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. As a matter of fact, as I read this commercial, I look over to my left and my lovely wife, Barb, is wearing a parka inside right now. It's 95 degrees outside, but she's all bundled up and we can see our breath indoors just the way I like it. So if you like your house feeling like an igloo, call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Yeah.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man is one soiled bedsheet away from being Jeff Remmer's legal guardian. This is Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of This Stupid Show. It's available wherever you get your stupid audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling.
I got to ask you something. Is your wife, or are you, I know you, so I know you're not obsessed, but anyone you know just have Jimothy fever right now?
Who's
You seriously are not asking me who's Jimothy?
No, is it a person?
No, Jimothy is out in Seattle.
Yes, the raccoon out in Seattle.
You don't know either.
Did you know that before he said it?
No.
Okay. I'd never heard of it.
Living under a pet rock?
I guess.
Because that's about how big this viral fad is right now that American pop culture is caught up in. They are in a Jimothy fever. That.
I'm buying New Zealand honey off of Instagram.
Hey, New Zealand.
Okay. Supposed to be very good for you.
What's the deal with the New Zealand honey? They got better bees down there?
They got better bees. They got better stuff in the honey. It's supposed to help with your inflammation. The whole world is just, hey, what's wrong with you? Inflammation.
I want you to do something. You got your Google up there right now?
Yeah.
You got your Google up there? Go to Google. Just clear that search bar and just type Jimothy. Like Timothy with a J. That's it. And you will actually see Google has developed a little dancing Jimothy. He runs across the screen. Look at that cute little guy. So people were starting to see him a few weeks ago, and he was getting out on Instagram and Twitter and social media channels, and people were wondering, what the heck's wrong with this animal? What kind of beast is this?
It's a raccoon.
Yeah, and it's
looks to have like...
He has a spinal condition.
Spinal condition.
Yeah, he's a raccoon.
So why is this fun? Like, why do people want to look at this?
Why was the shake weight fun? Why is anything fun? Because he's a raccoon with an oddly shaped spine. And he runs around
the
like
the shake weight was fun because you're mimicking a wiener.
Yeah.
With cooling mist that comes out of the top.
There's no cooling mist.
What's
a South Park add-on.
What's this?
He's a raccoon.
Well, why do people care? He's just a deformed raccoon.
I'll tell you what. My wife would invite him in for tea and strumpets.
And then she'd get rabies.
Yeah, she would. She'd have ducks in our house. She'd have a giant Pacific octopus rolling around. We'd be getting suctioned left and right. That might not be so bad. That might be a cool little feeling. Like
suctioned.
An octopus put his little tentacle on your arm and...
It's probably
rip
not,
it off.
No, it's probably not a good
I
feeling.
I bet that's a good feeling. I bet that's a great feeling.
Beak and
no beak. I'm talking about
you?
Puts his arm. Like they got sensors in the little suction cuppies, and they
I'd slice that thing up, put them on the grill. You got yourself a nice little meal.
A little Octo meal.
Oh, I love a good Octo.
I cannot believe you're telling me you didn't know about Jimothy. I
had no idea.
Jimothy t-shirts are all over the place. Wow. Magnets, stickers.
Not in my crew.
Oh, I...
Never heard of him.
You talked to Samantha. You mentioned Jimothy tonight. I guarantee you.
Samantha's not on YouTube. She'll
be
probably
telling
you. Know.
She'll be telling you how cute that guy is.
All right, I'm going to ask her. If she doesn't know, what are you going to do for me?
Whatever you want. How many milkshakes you want?
None.
Oh.
You Why? Know I don't want a milkshake.
I mean protein shakes, like delicious protein shakes, chocolate shakes,
the Fairlife stuff.
Get you Fairlife, get you Nuri, get you Huel, whatever you want.
Nuri.
Nuri's this other new one. Comes in a can.
I had that one.
Yeah, I've got like a vanilla like cone flavored one.
By the way, speaking of other just things that go viral.
Yeah, I was trying to think of that too. Remember planking? When people would just get up on the table and we'd photograph each other. That was like 2010, 2011. You don't remember what that was?
I do.
You just flattened yourself out and just... That's how dumb we were.
There
Take
was,
a picture of this.
Ice Bucket Challenge, which
ice
people still
challenge.
Do for ALS.
I think Adrian Peterson just did an Ice Bucket Challenge.
Everybody and their mother was doing that. And it became nothing about ALS. It was just how can I put a clever video of me...
Yeah.
Doing the Ice Bucket Challenge.
AP's son was like standing right above him in the video. And then when it was done, he grabbed a branch off a tree and beat him in the head.
The son's probably 30 years old.
No,
right?
he was strong. He's as strong as Adrian right now. He grabbed and started beating him back.
Remember when there was that viral thing where people played a word and you either heard either Laurel or is it Yanni or
Laurel,
Yanni?
Maryland?
Which one was it, Teddy?
Oh, yeah.
Yanni.
I do.
Yanni. It was either
Yanni.
Laurel or Yanni. Some
frequencies,
Laurel.
Right? Yanni. Based on your age.
Frequencies. Yanni. Like some people heard Laurel and some people heard Yanni.
Laurel. Laurel.
See, to me, it's Laurel plain as day.
Laurel all day for me. Teddy, you're probably Laurel too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Laurel. Laurel.
What do you think Reimer hears?
Reimer hears Dean Smith talking to him.
He hears four corner offense. Reimer, you ever been on the internet?
Reimer is, to look up North Carolina stats. Reimer's going to be in tomorrow. We got a whole new crop of Reimer you ever heard of, and then just a blank stare.
Pretty tired after the Monday.
You ever hear that
Red Teddy?
Bill Shakespeare over there, Reimer?
You think he's racked his brain about authors since we last spoke?
Teddy, we asked Reimer last week to name an author. Any author will do. And the only one he could come up with was Mike Lupica.
Tuesdays with Maury. Right?
No, that's,
no
Mitch,
that's
Mitch Albom.
Oh, that's Mitch Albom.
I turned it over to him for sports writers.
Because we were talking about The Shining, which he knew nothing about.
Stephen King.
Yeah. Stephen King is what I said.
I don't even think he knew of the movie.
No.
It's one thing to not see the movie, but to have never heard of it. See, I think I've done a pretty good job with Jack at least showing him certain things and letting him listen to certain bands, certain songs. Now, his musical tastes are going away from what mine are right now, but either way, I'm pretty confident we can throw on, say, like, who would you consider, like, top five bands of all time type of stuff? Beatles, Rolling Stones.
Well, yeah, I mean, those are legendary
Aerosmith
bands.
Aerosmith type of stuff. I think we could play those for Jack, and he's 14, and not a lot of kids these age, I don't think, are being shown this type of stuff by their parents. If they're not going to seek it out on the internet, it's up to us to sit him in a chair. Sit him in a you need to know this cuck chair and then play all the stuff for him.
Do you think Reimer could name a member of the Beatles?
Absolutely not. Absolutely 100%.
What about a song?
Not.
It's not like.
No.
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 Not one.
A song?
If I said to Reimer, which band is Mick Jagger in?
No.
He wouldn't know?
Got the moves like Jagger? I got the moves.
I understand that he's young, and I understand that he's only interested in college basketball, but he still had to go through school and live in society. You wouldn't just accidentally pick something up?
He turned off his ears, man. He didn't care. He didn't care about all that stuff.
It's astonishing to me.
It's just about ball.
Reimer?
You're talking about the Beatles. I was talking with Danberg out there. We're always talking about baseball things. And the other day, we were talking about, I don't know how the subject came up, but Sheryl Crow, Soak Up the Sun. I think I was reading like an article or something that said, oh, look at so-and-so soaking up the sun. And Sheryl Crow just got stuck in my head. And I was maybe doing a little Nicole Sheeraning back there, humming it and like, I want to soak up the sun. Want to tell everyone I'm going home. And he was like, I used to broadcast in a Cape Cod League. Not surprising that Danberg did some of that. He said, I broadcasted for this one team in the Cape Cod League. And I kid you not, they would play Soak Up the Sun no fewer than five times a day. Every single game.
During the game. Not like in the clubhouse. The players wouldn't play.
No. Yeah, like over the loudspeakers, in and out of innings and whatever. And he was lamenting, like, I wish they would have expanded the playlist, broadened the horizons. And I'm like, yeah, you'd think... Little Here Comes the Sun would be perfectly sane to throw in there. Little Beatles action, right?
I think if you started to sing Here Comes the Sun for Reimer, he would have heard that song at some point.
No.
Here comes the sun.
Do-do-do-do.
Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Little darling.
Foodgasm is coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is a little slow on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between US 23 and 71. And watch for an accident that's on eastbound 670 at 3rd Street, causing slower traffic from Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. Make your summer extra refreshing with big savings at Fresh Time Market. Right now, get two containers of strawberries for $5 and enjoy 20% off Miller Antibiotic Free Chicken. Find even more deals at Fresh Time today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
It's hot outside. Well, if we scheduled to run this at the appropriate time of year, it's hot outside. But you shouldn't have to suffer inside your home. It's where you live, damn it. Your kids. Think about your kids. Maybe you don't have kids. Think about a random kid then. Scratch that. Don't do that. Instead, think about everyone sweating outside. But you're inside napping because you had Care Heating and Cooling come out and give your system the once-over. If there's a problem, they fix it quick and efficiently. What a concept. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and Timmy are putting together a hangout at the radio station for a small amount of listeners. Pizza will be involved. Ping pong, too. Lots of inappropriate conversation. And don't forget, pin the tail on Teddy. Tell Man and Timmy why you're the perfect guest by emailing goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
Presented by Billiards Plus and sponsored by Paisano Peppers.
The event takes place Thursday, August 13th, and all email submissions must be in by August 10th. Enter today.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Cosby Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
The number one pizza expert. And the number four college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. Normally, we talk to Jason Stark on Mondays at 5:30, but we got the trade deadline 6 o'clock tonight. Jason's very busy hearing rumors and, well, just hearing rumors. So he will join us tomorrow on our jam-packed Tuesday show, and we'll recap it all for you. Teddy, you working tomorrow?
No. Is tomorrow Tuesday?
Yeah.
No.
Let's do some food gas.
Man and Timmy present.
Oh, yeah.
Foodgasm.
Sponsored by GoGermain.com. Shop 30 brands and over 4,000 vehicles only at GoGermain.com.
Mike, we're always on the lookout for, like, good quick dinner ideas.
Yeah.
Or, like, you and I have talked before, if there is a way to make like a hybrid kind of meal, that can be pretty good. There's a couple different avenues I've found. If you go, Costco I'm sure has options like this too, just the same way that Sam's Club does. But they've got a little section that is across from where the rotisserie chickens are. And it's like a little open refrigerated section. And they have, I know they've got like a mac and cheese there that you can take and bake.
Yeah.
And it's huge too. It's like a pound and a half.
Costco does
it's
the same
great.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah. And they
got a chicken Alfredo that they'll do.
Yeah, $10, maybe like $12.99 at the most for like a nice big batch. Now, they also have had like seasoned, pre-cooked, grilled chicken breasts if you don't want the rotisserie chicken. And that's been a good option. I also went down the other aisle where they have like some of the salsas and the dips and where they have the carnitas that you and I have vouched for in the past.
At Sam's.
At Sam's Club.
The ones at Costco I do not like.
Yeah, you say those are bad. But
no,
Sam's Club
up.
Carnitas, which is like a 2-pound box
for
maybe $13.
Delicious.
It's unbelievable. I've had that in the freezer before for a couple of months. Thawed it out. Put it in the skillet. It's just like you brought it right home from the store. It's that good. They also have like a fire, like open flame grilled chicken breast over there. And a couple things we've done with it. We've made like our own pasta salad. And then we've sliced up the chicken breast that was pre-cooked. So we're not...
You know,
breaking
we call
our
that,
back
Timmy?
In the kitchen.
We call that a supermarket shortcut.
It's great.
That's what we call that.
Yeah, it's a nice little shortcut hybrid meal, and it's good. Now, on the end cap, I rolled around the edge, and I saw something that just called to me.
You seen it?
I seen it. It says right here on the side, little member's mark, so you know it's good. Street corn dip.
How could that be bad?
Oh, my God. We already were doing... our honey lime chicken recipe,
is it cream cheesy?
So good. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's cheesy. You know what? Obviously, it's got a little mayo mixed in there. It's got a cream up, but it's got spices. It's got chicken meat blended in.
Like
a street corn dip.
Chicken meat as opposed to...
White chicken meat.
I don't know what else.
Some kind of food. Probably bits of Jimothy in the street corn dip.
Teddy.
Yeah, baby.
Chicken, not chicken juice.
Chicken beak. You like a good Mexican street corn, Teddy?
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love it?
I don't know who
does. How
doesn't.
Could you not love that?
Reimer, probably.
Yeah. But he's a nacho boy. You'd think he'd be all about a Mexican street corn.
Yeah.
And then make this into a dip. We had it, like I said, with our honey lime chicken. And I used some of this instead of just going chips and salsa, I had a little cup of salsa. I had a little thing. I heated up the street corn dip. Oh, my God. Drizzled a couple of dollops of that on my taco with the honey lime chicken.
Sounds
with the white rice.
Delicious.
I cannot tell you how good that was.
All right. This is from All Recipes. Stars are just like us in that they also love McDonald's. You might think it's all private chef creations and healthy meals for A-listers, but really, they're pulling into the Golden Arches drive-thru just as often as the rest of us. Not Jennifer Aniston,
yeah,
though. She talks about the one time she had a Big Mac and then was down for the count for a week. Mark Ruffalo once ate a quarter pounder with cheese, no onions, every other day for weeks while filming a movie. Adele says her death row meal would be chicken McNuggets, a Big Mac, and fries. Despite the fact that she eats this exact combo at least once a week.
Hey, I respect it. That's the death row meal, and she has it once a week anyway.
Tina Fey once walked down the side of a highway in Italy just to get a McFlurry. And John Cena was recently doing an interview, and he talked about his go-to cheat meal at McDonald's. He said it's two double cheeseburgers. I love the way this is written. Two double cheeseburgers and 2 6-piece orders of chicken McNuggets for a total of 12.
How about a 12-piece? Yeah.
For a total of 12. Did you know that 6 and 6 is 12, Teddy?
I did not know
that.
Did
John Cena say it that way, or was it just written
that
way?
No, this is the way it's written.
Well, that person's a stupid idiot.
In an even more recent interview with Delish, that number rose to 18 nuggets. However, unlike you, Timmy, John Cena is not a fan of the dipping sauces at McDonald's, not because he doesn't like dipping sauces, but because he's such a fan of the McNugget. He thinks it stands on its own.
I don't hate...
And does not need any sort of sauce.
I don't hate that take. Let's also be honest. I mean, how McDonald's chicken nuggets, they don't bat 1,000, all right? They don't. But when they are a 10 when they are hot and crispy and they clearly just came out of the fryer and they were only in the box for maybe a minute or so before they put them in the bag and give them to you. That's a special thing. I can understand sneaking in a nugget dry or naked without having any dipping sauce, but the green label, their sweet and sour is great. The barbecue is great. I'm like you. Oh, going back to childhood, I don't know how many people were doing it. I would always get the pure honey. I would get the pure honey.
I love the pure honey.
And then when I got older, I would get the barbecue sauce, but I would still get the pure honey.
And
then I would
together?
Do a dip of barbecue and then scrape it through the honey for the little honey BBQ.
Emma Stone always orders the 2-cheeseburger meal at McDonald's, but skips the cheese and all the condiments, leaving her with just meat, a bun, and fries.
Well, they have a hamburger. They do have. That's like, I think the only burger that McDonald's makes, did you know that, without cheese, is the Solo hamburger.
I understand, but she doesn't even get any of the ketchup, mustard, like nothing. It's just dry beef. Just
beef and the bun.
And the bun.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind having a very plain hamburger if you go into a place, you know, the beef is fresh and it's going to be very juicy. McDonald's is not. They're not serving you the filet mignon of hamburgers here.
Is this USDA grass-fed choice beef?
No? This isn't McDonald's, but I saw that. Is it Zendaya or Zendaya? I can never remember which one
it
is.
I'm actually not sure. Whatever you feel like right now.
She goes to In-N-Out, and she orders an In-N-Out burger with no beef. Because...
What the
She's
hell?
A vegetarian.
Okay.
She likes the flavor of it all, but I guess...
What flavor?
I guess they don't... Do they not do a vegetarian patty?
Right. Why not...
At In-N-Out?
Go somewhere that has an impossible
Have
burger.
You tried the new Caesar?
Veggie burger.
Caesar sauce at McDonald's? They're doing a Caesar wrap and a Caesar chicken?
Matty Ice was asking me about that, too, because I do enjoy the wrap at McDonald's.
And I enjoy a Caesar.
I'm glad that it's back. Have you had it?
I have not. No.
Okay.
It's
chicken Caesar. It's got to be good. I'm sure it's a good play.
What do you think of the Emperor of Rome, Caesar? You ever think about him?
Haven't thought about him in a while. You think Reimer knows about him?
Absolutely not. What about Caesar Milan, who trains the dogs?
You think he knows about him?
No.
What was his show called? Dog Whisper? That's it? Just plain and simple Dog Whisper? That sound right, Teddy? Caesar?
Teddy, you like Caesar Milan?
No, I don't like
him. You don't like him? Why?
No.
Does he seem like he's like kind of pompous about what he can do with
so.
The dogs?
Yeah.
Like it's coming from a place of like, I really know how to talk to these dogs.
Well, maybe he
you
does.
You don't.
He seems to know what the hell he's doing.
No. I mean, I know he does, but it's just about the, I'm better than you because I can talk to these dogs. Now pay me $10,000.
You just don't like the attitude.
And I'll fix your dog.
If it makes you feel any better, Teddy, I was reading that a couple years back he had a mental health crisis and tried to kill himself.
Wait.
I mean, I'm glad he didn't succeed, but maybe you wish that he did.
Are you talking about Caesar?
Yeah, Caesar Milan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Why take it all back?
Teddy, did I hear you right? That you wished he succeeded in his suicide attempt?
Yeah, I heard that.
I did not say that.
I would have told him I have a guy that can fix dogs. His name's Mike, and he has a certain snossage.
Well, I thought you were going to send my friend over there to massage his leaper.
That too.
We have a good, clean boy alert to share with you coming up next. He's so good and clean, he'd never listen to this show. But we'll tell you who it is coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident blocking the left lane on eastbound 161 at 71, causing some holdup there. And there's slower traffic on southbound 270 on the west outer belt from Roberts Road to I-70. This report is sponsored by RockAuto.com. A bent tire rod can quickly bring a drive to a halt. For the parts needed to get back on the road, visit RockAuto.com. Find a wide selection of quality parts at reliably low prices, delivered right to your door. All the parts your car will ever need. Rock Auto. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a firm believer in preventative maintenance, and that's why I have a care plan with Care Heating and Cooling. They're frequently giving your system the once-over to prevent problems from even happening. So when it's hot out and your neighbor's pounding on your front door begging for mercy because their AC took a crap, you can stand in the window and laugh and laugh and maybe sip some lemonade and pretend to put on a sweater because it's almost too comfortable in your house. Really rub it in. That's what neighbors are for. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. A little less than an hour before baseball's trading deadline hits, the Cleveland Guardians got involved in the action today, acquiring outfielder Joe Adell from the Los Angeles Angels in exchange for catching prospect Jacob Kozark. Boston Red Sox picked up all-star catcher Adley Rutschman from the Baltimore Orioles. In exchange, they gave up catcher Carlos Narvaez and four minor leaguers. Rutschman is currently on the IR with a wrist injury. Philadelphia Phillies this morning acquired three-time batting champ Luis Arraez from San Francisco. Off day for both Cincinnati and Cleveland. The Guardians will be at home of the Mets tomorrow. The Reds will be at home of the Athletics. Ohio State quarterback Julian Sain, wide receiver Jeremiah Smith, and running back Bo Jackson today appeared on the Maxwell Award preseason watch list, one of the awards presented to college football's top player. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozak at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news on the Fan.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We interrupt Office Ping Pong to bring you an immature radio show.
Oh, God.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvus get you started 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's Hot Take Tuesday, and they're giving away a pair of tickets to Zach Brown Band in the 7 o'clock hour. Bishop and Friends, 9 to noon. Their 20 most interesting college football programs focuses on Indiana.
I think they're
tomorrow.
Down to just Big Ten teams for that series, well, for those that know, all week.
The defending national champs, Indiana, tomorrow. And then on this show, we take an already girthy, like, Tuesday show, which is already just ridiculous, and we add Jason Stark to it. So
amazing.
It's Inside the Buckeyes. It's See You Next Tuesday with Jen Winters. It's Rapid Fire. It's Timmy Time. It's
girthy.
Jason Stark. It's Dogs and Cats Living Together. Mass Hysteria.
Black is white, up is down. Wow. Pizzazz. Zach Brown Band. Teddy, is that the little bit of chicken fried?
Yeah, that's them, yeah.
Cold beer on a Friday night.
Man, I may call in. At 7, am I eligible to win?
Just right.
I think you could just ask Jen. Let's go. Give them to you.
Let's go together. Where's the show going to be? Is he going to be like nationwide or one of those venues?
I don't know.
Probably.
Or is he doing like one of the smaller places these days?
No, which they're not small, are they?
I like seeing bands that I love from the 90s at the venues that are smaller.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Maybe they can't sell the tickets. Like, who did I see at the Schottenstein Center that I never saw? Oh, Blink 182. So Jen had some tickets floating around up there. They were one of those bands, like, throughout the years, I was thinking maybe I'd like to see them, but I don't know if I'm going to break the bank. They're not high enough on my list to reach into my own pocket. But if I win them in a contest or something like that, I'd gladly tag along and go. They're still filling up the Schottenstein Center.
That's pretty
good. Like, I remember I was at a show, one of your favorite bands, Mike, Better Than Ezra, was opening for Bare Naked Ladies. It's an unbelievable show. That one was out at Kemba Live. More, you know, smaller, more quaint, got the lawn back there too. It was a beautiful night. It was such a fun show.
By the way, Zach Brown Band will be at Nationwide on the 14th.
Okay.
All right, so you can win tickets for that tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock with T-Bone and Tyvus.
Let me ask you something. How do you and your wife handle a late audible on dinner plans? I know dinner can be, it's almost like trying to figure out what you're going to watch on Netflix when you're just staring at the page of different streaming services and you can never come up with it. Dinner can be like that, I know, in a lot of households too. And you can bicker over even who's deciding. Sometimes the wife doesn't even want to choose what she can have for dinner. And you're like, well, I just want you to pick what you want and then I'll be happy. And sometimes that becomes a thing.
And she doesn't prepare the dinner. So I come home.
Yeah.
And I do it. So okay. Normally if there's an audible to be called, it's because she has texted me and said, I'm really in the mood for this. Like, all right, well, I actually had chicken that I had defrosted in the fridge. Get me a Jersey Mike's! All right.
But yeah,
whatever
so,
you want, honey.
That's basically what I'm saying. Sometimes, and you don't approve. Like you've never wanted to call the late audible as well. Like right now, I am craving a Chipotle bowl or burrito. Might even go with the tortilla. I know you're getting Chipotle
right now. You gotta know what you're doing. I saw it again today.
I haven't had it in probably 3 weeks.
I saw it again today.
I'm itching.
Person goes up to the young lady working the bar there at Chipotle and asked for a burrito, and you can see the terror in her eyes. You know, she's 20, she's white, like she has no idea what the hell's going on.
The actual burrito?
Yeah.
Like, I can do the bowl just fine, but you ask me to roll that thing, no.
Look, if you order a burrito from one of those people, you got to be able to see it, man. You got to spot it. You got to profile. If it's a middle-aged Hispanic woman, go for it. Get the burrito. This is her career. She's done this forever. She knows how to roll the burrito.
She's good.
If you see someone who's working a summer job from college, who's, taking time off from Xavier, they don't know what the hell they're doing. They're going to roll that thing wrong. It's going to have cracks and gaps in it. It's going to leak out. They're going to say, can I do it again? Maybe they're going to double wrap it. It's bad. Mess you up.
Double wrap, no good?
Get a little, no,
probably don't want all that tortilla.
It throws off the whole texture.
I really do appreciate when someone knows what they're doing with the roll. Does anybody get the tacos anymore? Is that like a bad move?
I'm going to say every 20 people get the tacos.
I think you're probably right. It might be a smaller percentage than that even. I would say that maybe 90% of their sales now are the bowls.
So what happens if you call that audible? What happens if you come home?
Well,
and say, let's go to Chipotle.
Well, I first got to like it's 5 o'clock. So she's been, rounding out her day. She's got like some at home work where she's got to, do some charting on the laptop. So we're trying to be better. And we've found that this makes things go a little bit smoother is if you write on the little chalkboard and try to come up with a rough plan. It's not that we can't ever change it. There have been weeks.
Oh, you got a little bored.
Yeah, there have been weeks.
Look at you.
There have been weeks where we stick to the board and we're excited about the meals every single night. Like, okay, we got like a little thing going on Wednesday night. So we'll come home and we'll do like non-pizzas, like flatbread pizzas. I'll get the ingredients. I'll already maybe skillet up some breakfast sausage, like some pork sausage, crumble it up really fine.
Yeah.
Goes as a good topping on the non-pizza, throw it into the oven, all that. That's easy to do, right? You're basically just building them, throw them in the oven, and then pull them out. You're done. Dinner's over. And it's easy cleanup, too. So that's a good meal for like a night where you got things going on. But I just, sometimes it flies, sometimes it doesn't. And I can never really know when or why. Like tonight's spaghetti, we had it plotted out. I would be the one that's initiating the change here. It just washed over me at 4:45. Where
text her right now.
I'm saying,
take time out. I'm going to talk to Teddy.
I need
take
the Chipotle.
Time out. Text your wife. Teddy, what's for dinner tonight?
Tonight? I have no idea.
It strikes me that you are the type of guy that never knows what's for dinner and you don't care.
I don't, yeah.
If Mrs. Ted called you and said, I want toenails for dinner.
No.
All right, honey, that sounds good to me. Like, you're not a guy who's going to object.
No, exactly.
Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, because I texted her something earlier in the last break, and she hasn't seen the text yet. And they have sent. I can see that they sent. Don't give me any of that. I said,
Did you have a problem sending a text message today with your stupid Android
phone? Yes, I did.
Did you?
I don't know what the issue was there.
I had to flip the button.
So here's what I said. I just said, let me know if a Chipotle switch is good! Exclamation. Love you, babe! Exclamation. Because she mentioned how she wanted to go out and hang out with the nudists out there at the Metro Park and do a little paddling, which is nice. Nice end of the day. And she didn't get to go out there till a little bit later. So she wants to spend some time. And I said, how about this? And because she said, and I'll help with dinner when I get back. And so I'm thinking forward about how you're exhausted, long day. You want to get some time to yourself.
Been a long day.
So take as much time as you need. 7:30, 8:00. I don't care.
Oh, wow.
I don't care. I'll wait. I'll have a little snack. I got my Mexican street corn. I can have a little salt, a little chip and street corn snack. Oh, baby. And then a little Chipotle after that. So I said, text me when you're on your way. I can run out to the Chipotle, pick that up. I think that's a perfect way to frame an audible. Don't you?
Yeah, because
I'm kind of talking
through it. You're making it seem
easy on you.
Like it's something for her.
It is.
Right? No, it's not. It's for you. You want this.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you're doing a good job is what I'm saying. You're framing it to where she's going to think it's her idea.
Oh, no.
What? Oh, what did she say?
This is bad. It says you guys can get Chipotle whenever. I really just don't like it anymore and don't want you to miss out. I can grab myself something else on the way home.
Oh, no, you're dead now.
Oh, shit.
You're dead now.
That's basically akin to we're getting a divorce.
She doesn't like it anymore? Something happened? All right.
No. Doesn't want that lettuce.
Oh, shit.
No Chipotle for Timmy?
The lettuce is fine. They got romaine there. It's not the iceberg. It's fine.
I mean, you're still kicking?
Yeah.
Stuffing yourself with that lettuce for 3 weeks?
I want to get it. I'm looking forward to getting the super bug so it'll test my system.
You're not going to get it.
I want to get it.
You're not going to. So quit asking.
Never going to get it. Never going to get it. Never going to get it. Never going to get it.
All right, we got a good clean boy alert. I promise we're going to do it next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for some slower traffic. If you're on eastbound 670 at 3rd Street, we've got an accident on the shoulder there. And there's a 5-minute holdup on southbound 315 from 3rd Avenue to Town Street. This report is sponsored by your local Rude air conditioning pro partners. Is your house hotter than sitting on a metal bench at your kid's July baseball tournament? Get out with the old and in with the Rude this summer. Trust the local pros on a high-efficiency AC system from Rude to protect your home plate every time. Find a certified Rude pro partner at RudeColumbus.com. R-U-U-D Columbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Hey, how you doing? Your favorite golfer here for Care Heating and Cooling. You know, I spend a lot of my time outside on the golf course, but what you don't know about me is that inside my house, I like it cold, like an igloo. And the only people that can make my house igloo-like are my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. As a matter of fact, as I read this commercial, I look over to my left and my lovely wife, Barb, is wearing a parka inside right now. It's 95 degrees outside, but she's all bundled up and we can see our breath indoors just the way I like it. So if you like your house feeling like an igloo, call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Yeah.
Here at The Fan, we love summer as much as the next guy. Fun times at the pool, family vacations, all that crap. But as the dog days descend upon us, it only means one thing. Buckeye Football Fall Camp. Join us beginning August 6th. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Now we're looking good for the next day across central Ohio. Overnight tonight, clear skies down into the upper 50s. Dry sunny on Tuesday, 85 for the high temp. Then the rain chances start to increase. Wednesday, dry sunny early. 30% chance of shower storms in the afternoon at 88. The chance at about 20% on Thursday. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Their favorite basketball players are Leaky Black and Grady Dick.
That is childish nonsense.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Watching this thing on Netflix last night. Kristen was watching it, and then I ended up watching it, too, about a woman in Texas. Who was just a big liar. Lied about everything. And
the lying bee. Is this like a documentary?
Yeah.
Or a,
yeah. Okay. Why'd you say it? Documentary?
Because I was going to say docu-series.
Documentary?
People, why are people saying docu-series now? Because if it's more than one...
Well, because it's multiple episodes.
Multiple episodes, yeah.
But okay. This was just one. Yeah. It was like an hour and a half. And
Got it.
These people were in Texas, and this woman's just a big liar, and she faked a pregnancy in order to... I guess, entrapped this guy that she was with. And everybody knew that she was faking it, except for the dumb ass guy. And like she went until she was 10 months pregnant. Fake pregnant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And really had no plan. So can't have a fake miscarriage at that point. Right?
I mean, I guess depending on how secretive you're going to be, you could disappear and have it and then pop back up and pretend that everything.
No, what she decided to do, her way out of this, was to go over to her pregnant friend's house, kill her, cut the baby out.
Jeez.
And then pass it off like she gave birth to this baby. Right?
Jesus.
But it's so funny because I'm watching this and all these people are texting.
What's this thing called?
I forget. Somebody out there.
How would I look that up? Like Netflix? Like what would you
baby that? Cut out of womb.
Baby cut documentary.
I don't know what it's called, but it's a one-off thing. It's like an hour and a half. But these people.
Material Instinct.
Everybody in this show. I mean, it's like a whole different world. I mean, they're just all in camo and it's.
This is insane.
They dressed up with their best baseball hats to do the interview for this. They had a funeral for the girl that was killed.
Yeah.
And her husband shows up at the funeral and he's just got his Under Armour t-shirt on and hat.
Okay.
A lot of ain'ts and y'alls and saints and my God. And it was funny too because this was all going on in COVID time. Like, end of 2020.
Okay.
But you'd never know it watching this show because they're just going about their daily. We're in the hospital with no masks on.
Really?
Yeah.
Nobody cared?
Just regular day in Texas.
Yeah. What did you say? East Texas?
I don't know where the hell it was, but my God.
That's what it says here in the description. Yeah.
It's like a whole new world.
2020 case of Taylor Parker.
They're not Taylor. I told her, I don't know if you're really pregnant. And I ain't seen no baby come out of your belly.
So here's the thing.
You're 11 months pregnant now.
Yeah. Does Kristen watch a lot of these? Like, she caught the bug for the murder documentaries? Because they're, like,
when she's not watching up. Housewives pull off their own wigs.
So she's just all about that.
She's watching this.
She's Bravo and then the murder mysteries or the murder documentaries.
Yeah.
Well, I bet she's probably already watched it. If she hasn't, or she's going to, about the Idaho University murders from a few years back.
I think that's on the list.
That's on the list. Yeah. I don't know why, because I haven't really been their target demo for those shows, but I was the one that clicked on it because I'm always a lot like with dinner. I'm trying to think of something that Sarah will sit down on the couch and watch with me. You know, she doesn't really like to watch the empty calorie action flicks that I would put up there to pass the time.
I understand that.
Watching, you know, on Peacock right now, the Teddy, have you seen they've repurposed the Kill Bills? Like that's something that's right there for me. It's called The Whole Bloody Affair. So they compressed it and put some never before seen footage and they just do like a little intermission when the movies would break.
Yeah.
So you're not going to watch it in one fell swoop. It's like 4 hours and 20 minutes.
I'm gonna go watch that.
It's good.
It's been a minute since I've seen Kill Bill.
Yeah, it's a good Quentin Tarantino. It's, I think, his third or fourth movie he ever made. The first Kill Bill, at least. And then, I'm watching through that.
I'm shook.
No real interest. No, I'm Buck.
Oh, Buck.
And you know what Buck's here to do.
That's right.
It rhymes with Buck.
But then Uma Thurman takes care of him.
Oh, Uma's.
She takes care of him.
I forgot how great Uma was in that movie, though.
Oh, my God.
Vivica Fox? Yeah. The fight with Lucy Liu, too. I mean, that scene before she gets to Lucy Liu, where she has to, like, tear the limbs off of, like, 100 people is insane. But so I clicked on one of those murder docs, and it was the Idaho one, and it just sort of, like, caught us in. And it's not so much about, like, the killing, because that is, like, rough stuff, but it's then going through the detailed police work, for me at least. That's where the interest is. And maybe for other people, the interest is more in, oh my God, people are getting killed. I've got to watch this. There probably are a lot of people. So they're hitting like different demographics with those documentaries or docuseries that they're putting out there. But the way that they were able to find that guy with basically having no evidence but the sheath to the knife. That's the only thing that they found that had any DNA on it, and they had to go through the genealogy databases to get it. And so, like, his dad had done it, and they were able to boil it down to, we know that this DNA came from a son of this person.
That's how they found
only had one son.
The serial killer guy, was it the Green Mountain guy?
Yeah.
Green Mountain Killer,
could
whatever
be.
His name was?
Some people think that the whole purpose for those existing is to help catch criminals that aren't in databases yet. Whatever,
people
though.
People are always, oh, my privacy. If it helps catch some serial killers,
yeah.
I'm all for it.
I mean, they're able to, like, tell, like, where the car is going.
Don't be a serial killer,
no,
and you won't
fine.
Have a problem.
But it's fascinating. Like, the cell phone tower pings your phone,
that's
and so then they can know the location.
Starts with the serial killers, and they come after the people that got their air conditioning set too low.
All right. I always love the people that take the total extremes.
Hey, you're not for gay marriage? No, man, what you going to do? You going to marry a monkey now? Just put a monkey up there and marry him?
Well, if the monkey can speak English
thing.
And has some sort of
sure, then.
Free will, then all right,
yeah.
I'll let the monkey get married, too.
Perfect. I realized a skill that I had, though, while I was watching this particular show, because they didn't get good footage of this car. And that was also fascinating, watching them take, like, the initial shot. Because they had the timeline of when they figured out the murders happened. And so then they have video of a car just hauling ass. Which, again, why are you hauling ass if you just completed the murders? Wouldn't you just, no one's on you right now. Wouldn't you just drive away like a normal person? If you thought all this, but
they're not a normal person.
But I'm saying this kid was in criminal. He was a criminology major, so he was studying this stuff because he wanted all the skills to pull off a crime like this. And you kept the crime scene pretty clean, and then you're going to go pedal to the metal in your cheap car and spin out of the neighborhood at 4:30. Like, what are you doing?
Well, that's what we do. We got to count on these people being stupid to catch them.
So they caught the car. So, but the street lights, it's dark. It's a horrible. You can't get a plate. You can barely tell that it's just a standard car, you know? And so they start piecing, like, ring cameras up of, like, okay, we know it was here at this time. So what's down the block? You know, what's down the street? You have to go door to door asking people. Not really asking, but if they have footage, you're like, okay, well, we're going to need to seize, like, the drive or whatever and look at it. And by the time, like, they've got, you know, 50 cameras ahead where it's driving just in the town, they're like, okay, we have overhead lighting and we can see the shot of a car. And I look over, like, we're on the couch watching this. I'm like, Sarah, it looks to me like it's like a white Hyundai Elantra. And then sure enough, investigator, 5 seconds later, like when you call something out when you're watching the game and then the broadcaster repeats the same exact thing that you said, like, and we're able to determine it's a 2011 white Hyundai Elantra model.
You're like Marissa Tomei and My Cousin Vinny.
I'm like, I think I need to, you know, pawn myself off to the FBI as some kind of automobile
traction
expert. Oh, yeah. Limited slip differential and posi traction didn't come out until the 2006 model, though.
We're never going to get to this good clean boy, are we?
No.
I mean, this is two segments now. We've held it over.
Yeah.
Do we dare do another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't have Jason Starks.
No, we don't today. He'll be on tomorrow.
He's a good clean boy.
It's trade deadline in half an hour. So, good clean boy coming up in 2 minutes, unless we start talking about something else, and then who the hell knows?
No, we'll go right to the good clean boy, and then other things.
Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for an accident causing a 15-minute delay on southbound 315 at Town Street. It's going to be stop and go from 670. We also have slow traffic on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between Westerville and 71. This report is sponsored by Audible. Stuck in traffic? Going nowhere? Explore Audible's range of audiobooks and podcasts, and you'll find a story that will take your mind anywhere. Audible, stories that speak to you. New members can start listening with a 30-day free trial at audible.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. It's warm out. You know what that means. Barbecues and swinger gatherings with the neighbors. Look, if you're going to let people in your house and let them use your waterbed, the least you can do
is make sure the temperature is comfortable. That's where my friends at CARE come in. They sit in the cuck chair and make sure that AC is working in tip-top shape. They won't rest until your home is just right from a climate perspective. They can't do anything about the stained carpet or blood splatter on the walls. CARE Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
One watches QVC religiously. The other studies Paige Spiranek's golf swing. This is Man and Timmy.
All right, come on,
Mikey.
Good, clean boy.
We got a good, clean boy to tell the people about, and he's sort of been a character on the show for a long, long time.
Cooch!
That's right, Matt Kuchar. He was playing in the Detroit tournament this weekend, and on Friday, he got himself another ace. You realize that's 7 hole-in-ones for Matt Kuchar.
That's a hell of an accomplishment.
PGA Tour competition hole-in-ones. He's had 7 of them. But he's not a good clean boy just because he got another ace on the par 3 fifth on Friday, 163 yards. It's because of what he did for young 7-year-old Kazimir Danuski.
Oh, Kazimir Danuski.
Kazimir Danuski was attending his first PGA Tour tournament, presumably with his mom and dad. And now it's going to be a memory that will last a lifetime. Do you know why? Do you know why?
Hey guys, this is Cooch, and you're listening to Man and Timmy on The Fan.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
No, I don't know why.
Well, it's because
he got to...
After he...
Pal around with Cooch?
After he... had the ace. He kind of went over to the ropes and brought young Kazimir inside the ropes. He said, "Hey there, young fella. How'd you like to take a stroll with the old Cooch man?"
That would normally get you in prison.
And he said,
if you just said that to a random kid.
He said, "Sure.
Oh,
that
sure
sounds great.
I love Cooch. I love you, Cooch."
He said, "Well, come on there, old buckaroo.
Well, how you doing, little partner?"
"Saddle up there, partner. Why don't we take the old hole-in-one stroll? You got to flail your arms. You got to get a nice big smile going. I just got an ace. I'm Matt Kuchar, and I just got an ace, and we are walking. We are strolling. We are strutting our stuff. It's me and little Kazimir, and we are having a time." And so they do the walk up there. That was brilliant. Now, playing with 2 other competitors, too. So you got little Kazimir Danuski. He's on the green with Matt Kuchar, and he's not just letting him like hover around and stand there on the green while this is happening. He invites young Kazimir to go up to the cup, to reach his hand in the cup and extract the hole-in-one golf ball. What do you think about that, Mike? That's
so
pretty
Cooch
special.
Told him
to get the ball.
To go get my balls.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Reach in, handle the ball.
Cooch and balls, right, Teddy?
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's something for you.
And he signed it and patted him on the butt and sent him on his merry way.
Ben McDonald is the Baltimore Orioles color commentator. He was having a little exchange with their play-by-play announcer, Kevin Brown. I guess they were scanning. Actually, they were scanning Brandon Marsh. The camera was on him from the Phillies.
Okay.
And Kevin Brown says, "You think you use the same amount of product in your hair as Brandon Marsh does?" Thinking he was just going to get some sort of folksy response from Ben McDonald.
Yeah, you're not really
analyst.
Looking for that much.
Then Ben McDonald said, "No way, for me, just a bar of soap." Brown says, "A bar of soap?" "Yeah," said McDonald. "I've never used shampoo. Not once, ever. Just a bar of soap in the hair."
What?
Then this was a conversation about how shampoo's a big scam and feel my hair. It's all very soft. It's a very interesting take. Never used shampoo. Now, what is it with Orioles color analysts? Because Jim Palmer once upon a time.
He's not bald, though. Like, I would almost understand it if it's like fish and I have no hair and I just use like
the
shower gel.
Jim Palmer, who used to do color for the Orioles, was famous for saying he had never tried a chicken wing.
That's right. Yeah. I don't know what it is with former Orioles pitchers. They're weirdos, man.
You ever just use a bar of soap?
No. I mean, I've used a bar of soap before.
Teddy? You're
like
a simple
Irish
guy.
Spring, but not in my
hair.
Is a bar
of soap in your hair?
No, never. I use shampoo, yes.
I've used
cheap conditioner.
That's exactly what big shampoo wants you to do. Unnecessary. Don't need it.
What are you? You're saying big, like big pharma,
right, big shampoo? Big shampoo.
You know, Pert Plus is going to get you.
Head and Shoulders.
Irish Spring.
Right. They don't make shampoo.
They don't do shampoo.
Just the bar soap.
Bar soap.
That's
yeah.
what he uses. That's what he uses. What about a nice stick of Dial, huh?
Oh, Dial's probably too classy for him.
Zest. Zestfully clean.
You're not fully clean unless you're zestfully clean.
Is Dial the one that had like the nice orange bar?
Yes, it's like the antibacterial.
Like the clear orange bar. That's actually quite nice.
Dial's got the market cornered in the tattoo shops, at least all the ones that I've been to.
Like Dial antibacterial soap?
They always use the Dial to wash off your tattoo because it's gentle.
The bar soap.
But effective. Yeah, the bar
really?
Soap.
Do they get like a lather going on a washcloth first?
Sometimes.
A little warm rag.
I got a tattoo yesterday. Mikey I was laying on the table for 7 hours yesterday.
Mikey got another tattoo
it's
yesterday.
On my back. Neck.
Let's see.
My back.
Lower back?
No, upper back.
Another tramp stamp?
No, I can't. I gotta take my whole shirt off for you.
Let's do it.
No, I'm not gonna do it.
Well, I think that really sucks.
Is that the giant eagle?
No, it's a raven's eye.
It's actually a logo of Giant Eagles because he's a
giant
big,
eagle.
I am a big fan of their bakery.
Of the bakery. You know what? I think for
out of business.
I think
giant
for
eagle.
A price.
No! You shut your mouth.
Hey, I'm gonna state a claim right here. Open for business, right? For brands that I really, really trust and swear by, I might give you guys a rare opportunity. Say like Myers. For a price.
You would get Meyer the logo tattooed on you?
I may get the Meyer tattoo on a part of my body.
I gotta
it
tell
might not
you what,
be
man.
Like a full view.
It
but,
doesn't have to be a full view.
You
if
know,
you get, we should come up with some sort of wager where you have to get either the Meyer logo or the Sam's Club logo.
But I need to be paid. I'm not doing that for free. That's a
what
that's
if you a lose a bet? What if we
that's
bet
a permanent
something
tattoo.
And you lose the bet?
Okay, well, it'd have to be a pretty... See, I don't even know. Like, what would the bet be? You got anything that comes to mind?
You've never had a tattoo before, right?
No, I don't have one yet.
Okay. Your wife has a full octopus sleeve.
Oh, she's tatted up now. I do want one at some point in the future.
I don't think you can handle it.
I'm thinking maybe next year.
You can't handle it. Everything's next year for you.
What are you talking about?
Everything's next year. It's always next year.
I did the lighting. Lighting's done.
The lighting for the golf putter?
Yeah. The lighting for the golf putter, the backyard
the
lighting
green.
Project.
Yes.
It's done. It's lovely too.
What about the shed? You
shed.
Working on the shed?
I'm getting the ball rolling on the shed. I actually was talking to somebody about concrete, right? Actually during the show.
It'd be a shame if you were pouring that concrete and you accidentally fell in.
Yeah, you know what?
And they just kept filling it up. You're like Jimmy Hoffa in your shed. Your wife and kid wouldn't give a damn either.
Just throw me down, Clark. I want to be in that concrete.
Is Rusty still in the Navy?
Guardians were pissed off at Tim Tawa for dropping down a bunt in the sixth inning of Gavin Williams' perfecto yesterday.
It's pretty early in the game.
That's what
isn't
I think,
too. For
look,
the unwritten rules to go into effect.
I am usually the traditionalist guy. I'm a stickler for old-timey things, and baseball scratches me right where I itch.
Yeah, I mean, we don't like managers that yank the guys with a perfect game going
However,
in the seventh or eighth inning. We hate that.
The leadoff guy in the sixth inning trying to get on base.
Down 5-0, you know?
Well,
it's not game over at that point.
No, I don't think it's game over. And by the way, your entire job is to go up there and rattle. Now, the bunt went foul, okay? But your entire job is to go out there and rattle the pitcher and try and get him out of its rhythm so you can try and do something. He laid down a bunt. It was foul. Now, whether that had anything to do with the very next pitch, he lined a single, ended the perfect game, I have no idea. But that is your entire goal, to change up what that pitcher is thinking and doing. Get him out of that groove. If it's the eighth inning, maybe I'll give you a pass.
Yeah, I think so. I'm kind of with you on that. I thought,
but sixth inning?
First batter in the sixth inning, top of the sixth, you're trying to get something going. I'm cool with that. It would have. What do you think Nolan Ryan would have done after that happened? Would he have just said, "Hey, I'll give up my perfect game right now with your head"?
I don't think Nolan ever had a perfect game. He had like 9 no hitters, didn't he, Teddy? But I don't think he pitched a perfect game.
Yeah, no perfect games.
Perfect game, yeah. Blah! Punch Robin Ventura in the face, yeah.
Is there any better baseball highlight than him headlocking your guy, Robin Ventura?
It's the way that it was done, too. It was just like he's almost giving him noogies.
Oh, my God.
The fact that he was in his 40s at that point. Robin Ventura is a 20-something-year-old man. Running out. He's got the momentum. He's the one running out
he's
to the
mound.
He's
initiating.
Right, he's initiating it. And Nolan Ryan just puts him in a headlock and essentially gives him noogie punches.
And it was almost—it was just the way that he was doing it. It was like,
"I'm gonna teach you something, boy."
Yeah, it was like, "This is a real pleasure to do this to you. A real pleasure."
Wasn't expecting this today, but thanks a lot.
You remember that video that came out recently, and it turned out to be an ex NHL player. It was a golf course fight. This thing went super viral, last summer.
I do remember that. Yeah,
I forget the name. But this was a dude not to be trifled with. And I will say, the guy that was on the course that was acting like a maniac, he also looked like a big dude, not someone that I, at my size, would have been picking a fight with, the maniac.
Right.
But this guy walked up on a guy that was, like, this dude might have been 6'1", 220, guy he was kind of going at, or that was in the other group, this former NHL dude, I don't know, pick it, 6'4", 6'5", 265. And when he started, he gave him every opportunity to not do this. But the thing that got me was when he went into it's go time, he was using sound effects for his own punches. It was amazing. I usually don't like watching that stuff, like the fights on Instagram, but he would get to the guy and he would go, bam! He would hauled off and struck him. He's like, get back, man. Like, go. All right. Bam.
I appreciate that.
And then the third time, he could have probably.
A little pizzazz to it, right, Teddy?
Yeah, a lot of pizzazz. He could have ended this dude with a final blow. Instead, he just grabbed him and chucked him towards the river, threw him into the bushes. He did him a favor on that one.
All right, back page coming up.
Oh, boy.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some stop-and-go traffic on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. And there's a couple-minute holdup on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a firm believer in preventative maintenance, and that's why I have a care plan with Care Heating and Cooling. They're frequently giving your system the once-over to prevent problems from even happening. So when it's hot out and your neighbor's pounding on your front door begging for mercy because their AC took a crap, you can stand in the window and laugh and laugh and maybe sip some lemonade and pretend to put on a sweater because it's almost too comfortable in your house. Really rub it in. That's what neighbors are for. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
A football camp is coming, and our team of fan personalities will be there live. All the sweaty sack fun starts Thursday, August 6th. For tickets, head to Ticketmaster.com, your home of the Buckeyes.
One, two, three.
The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is Beamer. Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer. Oh, crap. That's on me.
Common Man Timmy, happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. Can you believe it? Can you believe?
Oh, shut up. Don't say
it. It's August. Can you believe Buckeye football training camp is here this week? My God.
Do you believe in life after love?
Beamer, can you believe that I was in the World Market the other day? And they had Halloween stuff up, decorations, candy, all of it.
The World Market is one of the more fascinating places.
I love it. I go
all
the time.
A minute.
It's just a total crapshoot. You never know what you're going to find.
Candle, a wicker basket, a piece of chocolate from Peru.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Just a total potpourri of different things in there.
What about like the TJ Maxx brother or sister store, Home Goods?
Yeah, I don't care for Home Goods.
City Home Goods.
Because Tim Walton and Home Goods.
Tim Walton's a good man.
It's too much. It's too much crap everywhere.
Yeah.
Unorganized crap. The people are all jammed in there. Yes. I don't like it.
Yes. Exactly.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
World Market, there's nobody ever in there. I can have my run of the place. You ever beat the crowds at World Market? No, there's no one there.
Ever. I haven't been there.
They got to be running drugs in the back
or
something.
3 or 4 years, but yeah, there's never been anybody ever in there.
If it's such a great store and it's open, how are they open if there's no one ever shopping in there?
I don't know.
Or are they just hanging on for dear life like everyone?
I appreciate it. Yeah. I'm glad they are.
Well, look what happened to Bed Bath & Beyond. No one was ever in there. Now they're dead.
They're done. To the Beyond section.
They did. They're with Christopher Walken in the Beyond right now.
If you could resurrect one store.
Total Beverage.
What's Total Beverage?
You never had a Total Beverage out here?
I don't know what that is.
No.
It's kind of what it sounds like. It was just a super store for drinks.
Alcoholic?
Yeah. And non-alcoholic. But yeah, you had wine, beer, everything that you could possibly think of. You'd have imported stuff that you weren't able to find like at your regular grocery store.
Imports and exports?
I'm sure, imports and exports. It's got to do with your state's liquor law, so maybe they were able to get a special kind of license.
Yeah,
liquor. Had the ABC stores in Virginia that would sell like liquor, but Total Beverage.
Is it Benny's up in Chicago that's kind of like that?
Benny's Beverage Depot. Yeah.
There you go. Something like that.
It's like the size of a Target, but it's just, it's all alcohol.
This one was we had the Potomac Mills Mall, which was a huge hub off of Interstate 95, about like 20 minutes south of Washington, D.C. And we had everything, like think of Sawmill, think of like the biggest, most congested area you've ever known here in Ohio. It was like that times 10. And you had like the AMC movie theater, the Best Buy. I remember when the Best Buy opened. It was such a big thing. And we were there like, it was almost like appointment shopping. CDs were released. We were at the Best Buy. Video game was coming out. Yeah. We were at the Best Buy. Roll around the corner right there. Bam. That's where the Total Beverage was. So you'd hit the same stores like in the same thing. Go over to the mall, hang out near mom's store, get an Auntie Anne's pretzel, go to the Sports Authority.
It's not just
hit the Pro Image, all
the
that
store.
Stuff.
It's the whole experience for
a
you.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It brings
the
back,
whole package.
It brings back some of that nostalgia, but the store was really cool. And I don't know if those are still banging anywhere.
Beamer?
I don't know if I have a store. I'm not sure if I have a store, but like restaurants, like the Happy Greek that closed a few years ago on High Street, like kind of down to the Short North.
Mm.
I loved that place. Like that was one of my all-time
favorites. I didn't realize it closed.
Yeah.
There isn't any other. I feel like
didn't
I've
they
seen
a Happy Greek
somewhere. Yeah.
Maybe that wasn't the name of it. Yeah, that
I
was
feel
the
like
name.
Hilliard's got a Happy Greek or something like that.
Maybe it's an imposter.
It could be. I mean, it could be one of those names that just gets reused.
Happy Greek alive?
No, Beam. Happy Greek
permanently
closed.
That's where we had our rehearsal.
660 North High.
For our wedding.
Yep, you would remember that.
All right. Good answer.
Or maybe you wouldn't.
Yeah, depending on how it went.
I don't know.
It's easy for me. I'm bringing back the music stores, like a Tower Records or something like that. You know, I would just waste all day.
What were the other ones called? Like Goody?
Sam Goody?
Sam Goody.
Those were in the mall.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. Tower Records were outside the mall. They were bigger stores. And then you had your Virgin Megastore. They had a Virgin Megastore over at Easton where the Crate and Barrel is now.
Okay.
That was a Virgin Megastore that I used to go to all the time. And F-Bomb Jen used to work there.
I never understood like what my mom was up to. Like we had...
Sounded mysterious.
Mm. We had did you ever have the Pier 1 imports?
Yeah. Those are all gone, too.
They're all gone, right?
All of them?
I think so. Dead.
She had to go... I'm saying, like, she had to go in Pier 1 imports once a week.
My mom was the same exact way.
She'd get sick if she couldn't go to the Pier 1 Imports. Did we ever buy anything? Nope. But we would have to go, and we'd spend at least 30 minutes.
There was a store next to the Great Clips that I grew up going to, and I used to hate going to get my hair cut because there was a store next to it called, like, Sunday Morning or Monday Morning.
Tuesday Morning.
Tuesday Morning. Yeah. That was it.
We had the Tuesday mornings as well. And Mom was addicted.
I hated to get my hair cut because I knew the next hour afterwards was going to be strolling around that.
What kind of stuff was in Tuesday Morning?
Just everything.
Like a Pier 1, kind of. Yeah. Like, just anything you could think of.
Tuesday Morning, though, they would get, like, select items that you wouldn't see, like, in regular retailers. I don't know if it was, like, a certain type of soaps or certain, like, potpourris. It was a knick-knack kind of store, but she
loved it.
Middle-aged women.
Yeah.
You needed, like, figurines for the house.
Or a live, laugh, love sign.
They got it all.
They probably had the first one ever made.
Or the star that goes over the door that some people have.
I have a metal star at my house.
Oh, Timmy.
It was there when we moved in.
What's coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
Guys, 2 full hours. Austin Ward is hanging out with me with Buckeye Camp beginning this week. We will go over offensive preview, what we're looking forward to on that side of the ball. Defensive preview as well, and the Buckeyes just got done hoops-wise with a trip down to Puerto Rico. We were listening to Jake Diebler on a Zoom call from a hotel balcony earlier. It was riveting.
Buckeye Show, top of the hour, right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
I'm kind of sad we're ending the show on that note. I want people to write us, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Stores from the past that are dead and gone that you would really want back. I feel like we could go for an hour or so. Toys R Us, Blockbuster, things that come to mind. I know Blockbuster is sort of a pseudo store. It was a rental place, but you could go there.
It's a store.
I would buy DVDs. There was a phase where I started buying just tons of DVDs from the $3 bin or whatever. They worked fine. If they didn't work, they would let you return it and pick a different one. I'm remembering a restaurant, too, that was next to the Pier 1 Imports. It was called the Chesapeake Bay Seafood House. You talk about popcorn shrimp, Old Country Buffet. We would do a Friday night there and have the popcorn shrimp, but that Chesapeake Bay Seafood House, that was like a special treat we got to go there.
All right, Buckeye Show's next. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple-minute holdup on westbound 270 on the North Outer Belt between 161 and 71. And things are a little slow on eastbound 670 from 5th Avenue to 270. This report is sponsored by Positive Coaching Alliance. If you have questions about youth or high school sports, Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA builds better athletes and better people through sports. Info at positivecoach.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Hello, Wolfgang here from my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we're in the middle of a super El Nino, and it's causing all kinds of problems in my native Germany with super hot temperatures. When it gets too hot, Wolfgang's undercarriage breaks out into a rash. That's no good for Wolfgang. And then I have to have neighborhood children rub ointment on me in very hard-to-reach places. Make sure your central AC is running in tip-top shape by calling Care Heating and Cooling. If you wait until something actually breaks, you die. Not really, but you die on the inside. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. This accent has taken a crap. Well, you need a company you can trust.
At Northwest Bank, we're here for what's next. The next bucket list trip. The next home renovation. Or the next milestone celebration. Right now, earn 4.0% annual percentage yield with a new high-yield performance savings account. Opening an account online takes just minutes. Go to northwest.com/performance to get started today. And visit a new financial center opening in your neighborhood soon. Member FDIC. Northwest Bank. For what's next.